Ken Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a grand opening at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, January 22nd. They feature new and existing vendors along with collectible glassware, jewelry, sports memorabilia, Tiffany lamps, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, and much, much more. It's Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage grand opening with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273, Anderson.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is our very first show of the new year, episode 2168. For those of you that are keeping track, you know, one of my kids has this calendar where he keeps track of all the beers he's had in his life. And, you know, it's like, it's an online thing, right? So if you're like, you know, crazy like that, you like to keep track of all your Money Pit episodes, well, now you know. You're going to hear 2168 today.
And you can have it with your 4,037th beer.
Exactly. Well, listen, coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about icicles first. They look very pretty, right? Hanging from the edge of your roof this time of year. We even, like, put fake icicles on our roofs when we don't really have them because we just think they look so great as holiday lights. But the real icicles actually signal a potential problem with your roof that you're definitely going to want to address. We're going to have tips on how to prevent ice dams and the very serious leaks they can cause.
And painting is the easiest and least expensive way that you can completely change the look of a room. But unfortunately, a lot of you DIYers out there struggle when it comes time to pick out the best color or colors or whatever it is you're working on for that project. So we're going to share some tips to help you nail down the perfect colors for your project.
And did your furniture pick up a little extra wear and tear over the holidays? We've got some of our favorite hacks to fix water rings, dings, and dents just ahead.
And what projects are you planning for this new year? Well, whatever it is, let us help. We want to get you to the finish line in one piece with all your fingers and, you know, your marriage intact and all of the things that can potentially go wrong when you're working on a home improvement project. But we want to help you. We want you to do it right, and we want you to be so happy. So give us a call anytime.
What was that stat we saw a little while ago that was like 70% of couples report that home improvements done together are stressful?
I think it was like 95%.
Well, we will help de-stress some of those projects. If you need some tips to help you get started on the right foot, call us right now with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Joel from Petoskey, Michigan on the line who's got a question about a stud finder. What are you working on?
Well, just working on hanging some pictures and putting some shelves up. And some of the stud finders I've got, when they go, you go back and forth, they kind of go, they make the sound, but they're just not very accurate, and you have to kind of play around with them a lot. I just wonder which one was the best one.
Yeah, so I've seen a bunch of them over the years. I will tell you that the ones that are designed for deeper walls and the ones that will say that they will work with metal studs or they will work through plaster as opposed to just drywall are going to be a little more accurate. But the goal here is really to find one stud, mark it, and then measure off from that on 16-inch centers. That's going to be the size for most walls, 16-inch centers.
Yeah.
So, and also keep in mind that when you find the stud, it's also sometimes hard to find whether you're in the middle of the stud or the edge of the stud.
Yeah, or at the edges.
What I'll do a lot is I'll take a really, really thin finish nail if I want to be absolutely sure. And I will, you know, start to nail it in into a place where I don't think it's going to be terribly noticeable, or where just a one little quick wipe of spackle will just make it invisible, and find that center of the stud and then measure off from there. But you're right. They're not going to give you the dead on center all the time. The ones by Stanley Black & Decker are pretty good. I've used those over the years. But frankly, Joel, I got to tell you, the best stud finder I have is my knuckles. I just knock on the wall, and you can hear the difference in sound when you get on top of a stud. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've tried that too. Good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Heading to Arkansas, we've got Nancy on the line who's working on a project. Let's just say there was some flooring maybe done by her husband that needs some help now. What's going on?
I have a question about a gap between our new wood floor that my husband put down and the front door threshold. There's a gap that needs to be filled.
Hey, well, he did the hard part, Nancy, right? I mean, he finished the whole floor except for this little spot near the front door threshold. So a couple of ways you can deal with that. Now, it depends on how big a gap this is. And if it's a fairly thin gap in that you can't really get another piece of flooring in there, like let's say it's maybe less than a quarter of an inch, in that case you're going to want to use a piece of molding on top of it to basically go between the front door threshold and the new section of the floor. However, preferably, if it's a little bit wider than that, I would cut a piece of flooring to fit that exact distance. Whatever the width is, I would cut a piece of flooring and drop it right in there. Even if it was only an inch wide, I would cut that flooring. I would pre-finish the floor, by the way, if the rest of it's already done. It'll make it a lot easier. And then tap it in. And in fact, I would probably make it a little snugger than maybe you think it needs to be, so it kind of holds itself in place. All you're going to need to attach this is maybe two or three pretty sturdy finish nails, and you would pilot out the holes before you drive the nails in. So, like, if it was a number 8 or number 10 nail, you'd probably use, like, around a maybe 3/32 bit first, and this way it won't split that thin piece of wood. You tack it in place. I'd probably put a little glue under it, and then you should be good to go. And after that, the only one that will ever notice that gap and the story behind it will be you. Everybody else is just going to step on it and walk right over it, and it'll look great.
It's true.
Sometimes we hyper-focus on the one thing we know that's wrong with the room, right? I mean, you and I do it just because it's like a habit.
Well, because you see it, so you know. All right, Ken's on the line. He's got a leak in a ceiling, and something is going on with that drywall. Listen, we've all been there. What's happening?
What I have is I had a ceiling leak that caused the sheetrock and the ceiling to separate. And I'm just wondering how I need to approach that project, and is it a do-it-yourself project that I should try myself?
So, Ken, as long as the leak has been fixed, you certainly probably could repair this yourself. Now, you say the ceiling is separated. If the ceiling is swollen, in other words, if it's sort of sagging down from this leak and it's physically deformed, in that case, you have to cut out that bad section of drywall. But if it's just that the seam perhaps has started to separate, sometimes water gets under the seam and then the drywall tape will peel off. If that's the case, that's not such a big deal. You just pull off all that old loose stuff, whether it's spackle or tape, pull it all off, and then you're going to retape that from scratch. Basically, you're going to put in like two coats of very thin spackle with tape, maybe a third coat on top of that, sand it off, and then, this is really important, by the way, you have to prime the entire area that leaked, because if you don't prime it, any staining that's in that drywall will pull through to the finished coat of paint. And it's really annoying, because you'll paint it, you'll stand back and say, oh, it looks great. A couple hours later, you'll see the stains start to leak through it. So you absolutely have to prime it. But I don't see why you can't do that yourself, as long as you're comfortable, you know, working with spackle and drywall tape. And
being on a ladder.
Sanding and breathing all that mess, too, because that often happens as a part of it. Put a dust mask on. It makes it a lot more pleasant.
And, you know, make sure your neck, you're going to get a crick in your neck, because when you're looking up painting a ceiling, I always feel like I'm like, oh, my neck.
Yeah, you mean like Michelangelo, right?
Seriously.
I think he had scaffolding.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I mean, we're only a week into the new year, so I'm going to still say it. Happy New Year. What are you guys working on? Let us give you a hand because it's the new year. Maybe you're thinking about a new house or a new design or a new project. a new hobby, whatever it is, let us give you a hand. Coming up this hour, icicles, they're so pretty when you get them on the trees, but icicles on your roof, though they look kind of cool, they can actually be really bad and cause some leaks. So we're going to tell you how to prevent ice dams this winter when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com. There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, in this new year, why don't you guys pick up a new podcast? That's right, I'm talking about the Money Pit podcast. You are going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which really is perfect timing for projects to tackle on the weekend, right?
That's right. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast, or we are available wherever you download your podcasts.
We got Karen in Tennessee on the line who's feeling the chill. What's going on?
I have some really nice windows that get lots of sun, and they let the heat in from the sun in the wintertime. And they are like the double window, I guess, like the type that's, you know, supposed to keep out the cold. But it doesn't. So I need something to put over them that will allow the heat to come in but keep the cold out. And I'm wondering if you have some kind of like film or something, you know, that I can put on there to do that.
So, Karen, I think the fact that you have thermal pane windows, that's what you're describing, that's insulated glass, is a good thing. It's nice to hear that they let some heat in during the day. But the reason that they're letting cold get in through that same glass in the evening is because there's probably not a low E window, so it doesn't have any reflectivity to it to keep the heat on the hot side, so to speak. So here's what I want you to do. I think you should have a thermal shade like a cellular shade. Cellular shades have an insulating ability, and what you're going to want to do is just make it a habit of keeping those open during the day and then keeping them down at night. Now, by the way, there are fairly inexpensive automation systems that can raise and lower these shades for you based on the time of day and where the sun is, in fact. So you could look into those as well. But I think having them up during the day, you'll be able to capture some of that heat, and then dropping them as soon as the sun goes down will help keep some of that warmth inside. Because what happens is when the air from your house starts to circulate and higher rises, but when it strikes that cold glass as it gets really cold, it chills and it falls and kind of feels like a draft. Even though it may not exactly be a draft, it's uncomfortable. But when you put the cellular shade in between the window and you, then that doesn't happen as much and you'll be a lot more comfortable.
Heading to Montana, where Tony's on the line with a question about a crumbly foundation. What's going on?
We bought an old 1905 house, and it's got a 2-foot thick rock foundation, and it's crumbling a little bit in some places. So I'd like to know what we need to do to seal the crumbling up so it doesn't keep deteriorating.
I mean, Tom, you and I both have older homes, and I feel like we're constantly making repairs to sort of upkeep the stability and structure of the houses, right?
Yeah, you know, right. And with a very thick rock foundation like that's probably stone foundation, it's not the least bit unusual to have to do some repointing, and that's when the old mortar starts to deteriorate and give away. And you can do some repointing with new mortar in there, and that's a job that masons can easily do, or you could tackle it yourself if you feel that you have the time and the ability to do that. And the other thing that sometimes people think is a deteriorated foundation is really when you get some moisture along the exterior walls and starts to leak in through those walls, and it doesn't really show up as like a big flood. But over the years, what will happen is that moisture gets to the inside, it will then dry out, and what's left behind are mineral salts, which is sort of this white, grayish, crusty-looking stuff that you might think is powder to your foundation, but it's definitely not. And so either way, that kind of improvement is not unusual in an older house. It's something that you should expect to do every once in a while. I mean like every decade or more. And in this case, if it hasn't been done yet at all, might be a little bit bigger project the first time around, Tony, but go ahead and fix it up and you should be good to go.
Well, it is officially winter, and while snow on the roof and icicles on the eaves really do look pretty, both could mean that you've got a problem. Now, heavy snowfalls followed by warm days often allow ice to dam up at your roof's edge, and there it's going to block melting snow, and it can lead to some serious leaks inside your house.
Yeah, and it's more common in warmer attics because those are not properly ventilated. So to prevent this, be sure your roof has vents. You want to make sure you have a good soffit and ridge ventilation system. This means you have vents at the overhang of your roof, on the sides of your house, kind of where the gutter attaches. There will be vents underneath that. That's called the soffit. And the ridge is the peak, and those two spaces work together to flush warm air out of the attic, and that stops the melting of the snow, which forms under the ice and leads to those ice dams. Now, if you plan to replace your roof soon, be sure to have the contractor install a product called Ice and Water Shield. Now, it's a roofing product, and it gets installed over the sheathing, and it goes up about 3 feet, and then the roof shingles go on top of that. And the reason you put it there is because if you're going to get an ice dam, it's at the edge of the roof. The ice forms there, the water backs up, but if you have Ice and Water Shield under that roof shingle, you're not going to have a problem with leaks.
Now, while ice damming is definitely like a cold weather climate area issue, in southern climates as well, an Ice and Water Shield underlayment can actually protect against leaks from heavy wind-driven rain, like the type you might get in a hurricane. And in that insulation, you're going to cover the entire roof, and then the shingles are installed on top of that. So it's really that extra layer because, you know, when the winds blow, it kind of lifts everything up, and then the water drives up underneath things. So this is definitely helpful regardless of where you are in the country.
Absolutely. If you have questions about this project, you can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com.
Oh, now we've got Catherine from Colorado on the line. Not something we like to deal with. Pest control. What is going on with the mice and the rats?
Well, the downstairs in the house, it's not finished. So somehow they're getting in downstairs, and I see little drop-ins different places. So what I've been using so far is the those green pellets of poison. But I've heard from a friend that there's new products out there, the ultrasonic plugins. I wanted to get information about that, if you would know.
Yeah, I would skip that. I think that's kind of junk science. So I would skip any of those ultrasonic plug-in things. What you want to do is a couple of things. First of all, you want to eliminate nesting areas. So around the area of your house, if you have firewood, trash cans, debris of any sort that's anywhere near the foundation, those are nesting areas for rodents. You eliminate those. Secondly, you plug up any openings in the outside walls of that house. Now, mice need something the size of about a quarter or even less to get in. So any openings should be plugged. Inside the house, you want to make sure that there's no food for them. So a lot of times people will make mistakes by providing food when they don't realize they're doing it. For example, I had a friend who used to keep her pet food in the garage, and it was a big, you know, sack, 50-pound, whatever it was, bag of pet food. Never really even noticed that the mice had dug themselves a nice little front door for this that wasn't obvious, and they were just getting a big meal every single day from the pet food. So look for things like that where food is being left out for them. Moisture is also very attractive to rodents, so water that collects at the foundation perimeter can bring them in. And inside the house, I think you're doing the right thing using the baits and the poisons, because they're very effective with most of the baits today. You know, for example, the decon, one hit of that, so to speak, it takes them out. I mean, it's just one and done. So I think all those things together is what's going to control and reduce the rodent population around this house.
Ben in Illinois is on the line and is having some issues with a water heater. Tell us what's going on.
Over a period of time, my hot water stream would keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And finally got to the point where I turned the hot water on, it would just barely trickle. I disconnected the discharge pipe on the discharge side of the hot water heater and found that the lime had built up so bad in the pipe coming out of the top of the hot water heater that there was just a very tiny hole there.
Right.
At that point in time, didn't know what else to do. I just took a very large screwdriver and tapped that limestone out of there. Of course, that fell to the bottom of the hot water heater. It's been fine for about 4.5 years. It's getting to the point where I'm going to have to do it again. And I've talked to retired plumbers in that, and they told me that what's causing that is a reaction between the copper pipe and the metal that is on top of the hot water heater. And I was told that there was a nipple that you screw on top of the hot water heater and then connect your copper pipe. My question is, what type of metal is that goes between the copper pipe and the metal coupling on top of the hot water heater?
Yeah, Ben, all you want to do is head to a plumbing supply house and ask for plastic-lined nipples. That actually is going to create the sort of the bimetal protection or insulation between those two pipes, and that will stop that corrosive effect that you're seeing, and of course, that will stop the pipe from clogging as a result of that.
All right. Well, I sure thank you for your time and your advice.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Well, painting is the easiest and truly the least expensive way that you can change the look of a room completely. But when it comes time to actually pick the paint color, it is very overwhelming and a lot of people just get stuck. So we're going to share some simple tips that are going to help you nail down the perfect colors for your project next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless vets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. If it's a project for now, if it's a project for the spring, a project for the summer ahead, whatever's on that to-do list, or maybe it's an unexpected project that just popped up, give us a call right now with your questions, and we will definitely make it easier for you to get that job done. Well, painting is one of the easiest ways to change the look of a room, but it's still something a lot of DIYers shy away from, and the main reason is this. It's sort of like too much of a good thing. There are so many colors available in the paint aisles of local home centers and hardware stores and paint stores, it can make your head spin. So, Leslie, why do you think people get that deer-in-the-headlight feeling when they think about choosing paint colors?
I mean, you're right. There's definitely so many color options to choose from. And it's not just, you know, every variety of color of the rainbow. It's every shade of every color of the rainbow. So you're like, oh, I thought I just wanted blue, but there's a million blues, and which is the right blue, and which one's going to make me happy? Because I think people realize you're going to be living with this paint color for a while because you really don't want to do the project again anytime soon. So a couple of ways that you can go about choosing the right paint color is, you know, keep paint color trends in mind. Now, every year, paint manufacturers and design groups, they name a color of the year. Now, for 2022, Sherwin-Williams, they went with a color called Evergreen Fog, and Benjamin Moore went with October Mist, but both are kind of a softer neutral green. Pantone, on the other hand, mixed it up with a citrusy-like color called Coral Rose, which they describe as having an energizing presence that brings a sense of excitement. Now, even though those are the trend colors forecast for the year, you can still go with what's in your gut, but you have to really take the time to choose.
Have you ever noticed that the way the manufacturers and the design groups name these paints, it's kind of the same way you name wine? I mean, Coral Rose could be Coral Rosé. It awakens your taste buds by having an energizing presence. That brings a sense of excitement. I mean, you can see that on a menu, right? You're like, I'll have a bottle of Coral Rosé.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this Coral Rosé has nice legs.
Exactly. I guess whether you're ready to chill out with neutrals or go bold, knowing the trends will give you a place to start. But I guess the question is, how do you know which ones are going to work best together? Like, can you use some of these opposites to sort of highlight your architecture?
I mean, the color wheel is definitely like an artist and a designer's, you know, top tool. There's always a color and sort of a coordinating color with it. It's the opposite end of the color wheel. So like when you look at it, you'll see red is on one end, green is on the other, and you think, oh, it seems Christmassy, but you don't have to go red and green. You can go like a super soft, sagey green for your cabinets or a more richer, deep, darker green for a cabinet finish. But then when it comes to the wood in the room or wood furnishings, you can choose something that has a reddish undertone in the stain. That's the same way you're using complementary colors. Now, another option is to sort of go ombre with that color and pick different hues of that same color because they're all in the same color family. I mean, heck, you can even use that paint chip to kind of see what different shades are of that existing color that you're picking for the wall. So you can look for that in fabrics or accessories or furnishings, you know, anything like that. And also consider a neutral. I mean, it can be gray, black, white, brown, and that can be your neutral base that kind of balances everything if you're going with a brighter wall color.
Now, I've heard you say in the past that you can find, if you find one item, one color in your house that really speaks to you, like that's a good way to start. And with technology today, you could take, you know, that favorite item to a paint store and they can look at it under a scanner and tell you exactly what the color is and actually match the paint and kind of go from there, right?
I mean, for sure. If there's something that you love or there's something you want to pull out of a pattern, you can absolutely bring that in and you can have that color matched, which is a great technology and really a good way to coordinate everything in the space. Another interesting thing that I've been seeing is that a lot of people are painting things the same color. So if you're in a room and you've picked a great color for the wall, some people are also painting all of the trim in that room that same exact color. Or maybe they're going with a darker shade of that same color for the trim. Or even built-in bookcases, you know, wainscoting, arched doorways, any kind of architectural detail. Instead of going with a traditional stained wood or a traditional white trim, people are choosing a coordinating U with that same color of the wall. So there's a lot of fun things that you can do. I mean, you really can do a lot of things to make your space stand out, seem personal, but be a space that you're going to love for a while. And I think that's the most important part.
One of the tricks that I love to use is if I have a smaller room and I want to use like a darker wall in it, that I will take the ceiling color and I will actually bring it down the wall about 12 inches because it makes the room seem bigger than it is. It gives you that sort of coffered ceiling look, but you're doing it with paint, not with molding.
No, I know. It's so great. It's such an interesting trick of the eye. We have like this little alcove in our bedroom and there's maybe a 6 or an 8 inch strip of wall. And even though that's painted wall color and the underside of the alcove is white, for some reason that space feels so big and it has like this extra spot in it. I mean, it's so interesting the way you can play with color, you know, and the contrast of light and dark to create space.
There you go. So hopefully we gave you guys some ideas on how you should not be so overwhelmed by the chore of choosing just the right color, and you'll be able to pick out some colors that work well for you on your next painting project.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, did your furniture pick up a little extra wear and tear over the holidays? Well, we've got some hacks to fix water rings, dings, dents, all of those stains that every relative has left on every surface when we come back.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, we know it. Taking care of a home, it's a lot of things. I mean, you love your house, but it can also be kind of scary, and it can be heart-stopping, and you can be super proud, and you can love it. You can have a whole host of emotions when it comes to your home. But if you join us here at the Money Pit Podcast, we promise to help you plan. We want you to save money. We want to spare you from those snafus. Basically, we want to make all of your projects pretty much pain-free.
You can follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Nancy in Massachusetts is dealing with a garage that's got other plans than closing. What's going on there?
I have a dilemma about what to do about the door. It's just not closing properly, and sometimes it doesn't even want to go up and down, never mind when it comes down, it wiggles left to right till it gets to the bottom.
This is on a garage door opener?
Oh, yes.
So yes. When it goes up and down, it shimmies in the opening?
Yes, and the closing.
So generally, the rollers on the side of the garage door are failing when that occurs. They're ball-bearing rollers, and when they get stuck, then they get sort of hung up on the way down, and that's what makes the door sort of vibrate. And it puts a lot of resistance on it, too, and that may be the reason it's not closing all the way or closing evenly. Sounds like the door is pretty old, and, you know, your options are to replace all the hardware and try to, you know, realign the door, get it working right, or just replace the door and the door opener. If it's that old and that, you know, sort of rickety, I might lean towards just a replacement. The new doors today are actually a lot lighter than the old doors, and they work really smoothly. I just put two on in the garage, I guess about 8-9 months ago now. I'm really happy with them. And I used to have really heavy hardboard doors on this garage. Now I have nice factory painted steel doors that look really good, really sharp, and just close flawlessly every single time.
Well, this is one of those metal doors.
It is? Okay. But it's an older metal door?
Yeah. And I put bow shield on the tracks to try to get it to roll down properly.
Yeah, but if the hardware has failed, even if you're lubricating the tracks, if the hardware has failed, it's not going to work right.
So what would you recommend? A new door or just get somebody over to do the hardware?
I'd get a new door and a new opener.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to put good money after bad.
Exactly. I think, who knows if you could find the old hardware to match and everything. I'd just get a new door and new opener. I think it'd be worth it.
Okay. Very good advice. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Nancy. Good luck with that project.
Well, now that the holiday season has passed, is your furniture looking a little worse for the wear? Did you pick up a few rings, dings, dents? A lot of things happen to furniture, especially when you've got a ton of family over and everybody's excited about Christmas. Well, we've got a few hacks here that are going to help you bring that furniture back to shape. First of all, those white rings that you might see on a coffee table top or even your dining table, those are caused when water vapor penetrates into that furniture's finish and kind of leaves that mark, and it's just below the surface of that finish. But you can remove it if you wipe those rings gently with a cloth that's been barely dampened with denatured alcohol. It's just going to pull that moisture right out. Another thing you might be seeing is like a shallow chip in a piece of furniture. Now, if you have one of those shallow chips, you can actually use a few drops of clear nail polish. I mean, this is as long as you've got some of that color of the finish still there with that chip. If not, you're going to have to sort of figure out a way to match that color, whether it's with a wax crayon or a little bit of paint or stain, and then you go ahead and use the nail polish. And you'll put a little bit on. You want to let it dry. Then you sand it flush with a 600 grit sandpaper. I mean, that is super, super, super fine. And if you want to sort of restore that sheen on a satin finish, you want to rub it after the other process with the nail polish with a 4-0, that's 4-0 steel wool and paste wax. If you've got a glossy finish, you can use some auto polishing compound and a rag, but just be super careful it's not anywhere that you can slip.
Now, here's something that can really freak you out when all of a sudden you get a big, deep, large scratch or a really kind of a worn edge. Well, an easy way to make those a lot less obvious is simply to take a felt tip touch-up marker and then go ahead and color in the exposed part of that wood. Now, these come in a variety of wood tones to match common furniture finishes. You can use them to color large scratches or edges where the stain has worn away. I was helping my friend refinish a table not too long ago, and we had some of those, and I said, hey, you got a Sharpie? And sure enough, he had a Sharpie. Well, just by darkening those scratches, it blended right in with the darker sort of wood, warm wood finish. And you didn't see it when it was all done. So a little trick of the eye there to make those deep scratches not quite so obvious. Just darken them up with a Sharpie or with an appropriately colored touch-up marker.
Heading out to Chili, Ohio, we've got Kirk on the line who's looking to make the floors a little warmer. Tell us about your project.
I'm putting an addition onto the back of the house, and I was wondering about doing in-floor heating, wondering about running that through the fireplace. The other possibility I do have some heat ducts that I can run over, and the other question is about flooring. It's a two-story addition, will be used partially for sales. Wondered about putting tile on the floor. Also, another possibility would be doing textured concrete.
That's an interesting idea, Kirk, to run your heating pipes for your fireplace, but I got to say that's probably the least efficient way I can imagine you trying to distribute heat.
I mean, is that even a thing?
I don't think so. I've never heard it. Like, I mean, I give them credit for the creativeness of it, but, you know, look, a boiler exists for a reason, to efficiently heat water, circulate it through plumbing pipes, in which case for underfloor heating you could use PEX. There's actually special floor sheathing that has grooves in it where you can run the PEX pipe in the grooves. And then put your finished floor on top of that, which could be the any kind of finished floor. But I don't think you can run this through a fireplace in the sense that use the fireplace as the heating element. It's not going to generate enough. It's not designed to do that. You'd have to have a wood-burning fire going all the time, or a coal-burning fire going all the time, you know, or a pellet-burning stove going all the time. It just makes no sense whatsoever. So we give you credit for the idea, for the energy, for the enthusiasm, but really bad idea. If you want in-floor heating, though, that is a really good idea. If you've got hot water heat, you do it with PEX. Now, if you got hot air heat, you really can't use hot air heat to do underfloor heating. In that case, what you would have to do is use electric heat on top of the slab. And in that case,
like
it would be really
thing.
Yeah, it would be expensive. So if you got hot water and you can do it with PEX piping, that'd be the way to go, but not to heat the water using the fireplace.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, adding insulation is definitely a smart improvement this time of year, but Ken wrote in and he says that the folks that installed his insulation covered over an important part of the attic in the process. We're going to help him out next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? We want to help you create your best home ever. Reach out to us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, Ken recently wrote in, and he says, we had some more insulation added to our attic, but we have a whole house fan, and there used to be a wooden hatch between the attic and the second floor ceiling. We'd open this to run the fan, but the contractor installing the insulation covered it. Is there a better, more automatic option? I guess he's looking for a better way to operate this whole house fan, but with all that nice new insulation, does he really need to?
Well, don't confuse a whole house fan with an attic fan. So kind of two separate conversations here. An attic fan is typically mounted in the on the roof surface, and it turns on when the attic gets hot and pulls air out of the attic, hot air out of the attic in the summer. I personally don't like attic fans because I know that not only do they pull hot air out of the attic, they also reach down into the house and pull air conditioned air out of the house. You're better off with passive ventilation like ridge and soffit vents. But what Ken is talking about is a whole house fan. Now, a whole house fan is, unlike an attic fan, it's designed to cool the whole house. And these are actually really good. I've had one in a house that I owned for years. And the way it works is when it gets hot and maybe early in the evening it starts to get a little cooler, if you open some windows around your house, you turn the whole house fan on and it pulls a nice breeze through the house. And what we used to do is have it on a timer, so by the time we went to sleep, it went off automatically by itself. Now, in Ken's case, it sounds like you've got a really old one here where manually you had to sort of open a hatch for this to work. You don't have to do that anymore. There's a type of louvered grate that goes on the bottom of that whole house fan, and basically it reacts on the airflow. Once the fan kicks on, the louvers open and let the air in. When the fan goes off, the louvers close. And to your point, Leslie, yes, you will have to pull the insulation back if it was mistakenly put on top of that whole house fan, which would frankly have been a really dumb thing for the insulator to do. Really dumb. I mean, you just don't cover stuff up like that. It would have to be pulled back, but then you should be able to use it normally. I'm going to presume that you have enough exhaust ventilation in that attic, because when you use a whole house fan, you have to make sure there's plenty of ways for that air to get back out. But you'll find that you really like it, and you just want an automatic louver to replace that big old hatch that you used to use in the past.
All right. Hopefully that makes life a lot easier. Now we've got one from Corinne, I guess, in Pennsylvania, who needs some help with a driveway. She says that the black flexible spacers between the big three concrete slabs make up her driveway. They're brittle, they're coming out, they're falling apart. Can she replace them herself? And what does she use to do this?
Yeah, so those were put in when the driveway was first poured. And, yeah, they are sort of points of expansion and contraction. And they're not really designed to be replaced. So if they're deteriorated, you can pull them out. And then what you want to do is you want to use a urethane sealant. There are flowable products that could be used to flow in between those spaces where they used to be. But in order to make it a lot easier, first you push down the spaker into that space, what's called a backer rod, which is like a foam tube. You push down so it's like maybe an inch down from the surface of the concrete, and then you put the layer of urethane right over that. It will expand and contract with the driveway, and you won't have to deal with that ever again.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Corinne.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks, guys, for spending this part of your day with us. We are off and rolling with our 2022 shows. This is the first episode, episode 2168. We hope we've given you a tip or two that helps you out. If you got some projects that you're planning for the days, the weeks, the months ahead, we would love to hear from you. You know how to get in touch with us. You can call us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we promise to call you back the next time we are, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Till then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Nick. I host Poke the Hornet's Nest. One week from this Sunday, I'll be on at 8 a.m. Hear what's going on in Reading.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Biden administration's authority to impose a coronavirus vaccine went before the Supreme Court.
During Friday's arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts asked if the federal government has ever ordered employers to get their employees vaccinated.
This is something that the federal government has never done before, right?
Well, Roberts and other conservatives questioned whether the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration has the power to order the vaccinations and testing as a safety rule. Liberals on the court talked of the risks during the pandemic. Justice Elena Kagan.
The agency has done everything but stand on its head to show quite clearly that no other policy will prevent sickness and death to anywhere like the degree this one will.
A separate vaccine mandate applying to healthcare workers in the country is also being considered by the court. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Moderna donated some 2.7 million doses of coronavirus vaccine to Mexico as the country's official death toll topped 300,000. Mexican officials welcomed the arrival of the shipment today and said the vaccines would be used to inoculate teachers who were second only after healthcare workers to be vaccinated. In Colorado, officials at the state say last week's wildfire was very expensive.
The wildfire caused $513 million in damage and destroyed 1,084 homes and structures. It was the most destructive wildfire in state history. Boulder County released the new totals after further assessing the suburban area located between Denver and Boulder. Authorities previously estimated that at least 991 homes and other buildings were destroyed. Two people are missing, though officials have found partial human remains at one location. John Scott reporting.
More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A Chinese immigrant attacked in New York City during a rise in anti-Asian crime has crossed the country, has died, making the case now a homicide.
Police say Yao Pan Ma died December 31st after being knocked to the ground in East Harlem back in April and kicked in the head repeatedly by Jared Powell, an act caught on surveillance video. The NYPD says Ma was out on the street collecting cans and bottles for money. In a criminal complaint, detectives say Powell admitted to beating a Chinese man fitting Ma's description and said he'd done so because he'd been robbed the day before by the man. Powell was previously charged with attempted murder, felony assault, and hate crimes. Julie Walker, New York.
French regulators fined Google and Facebook a total of more than $226 million for not making it as easy for people to opt out of online tracking as it is for them to accept it. More news at townhall.com. A new report from U-Haul found migration to southern states continued throughout the pandemic, and Texas was the number one destination.
For example, so many Californians are leaving the once golden state that the moving giant says it ran out of wheels for them to rent. Texas ranked as top in the pre-pandemic years, most notably 2016 through 2018, falling to Florida in 2019 and Tennessee in 2020, but the Lone Star State has now reclaimed its top spot. A U-Haul company president said, with a strong job market and low cost of living, it's a no-brainer. Texas doesn't have an income tax, so families get more for their money. Patrick Foss reporting.
The Coast Guard announcing new safety rules following the fire on a scuba diving boat off Santa Barbara back in 2019. 34 people were killed. The new rules are requiring better boat fire equipment, escapes, and devices on board to ensure a night watchman is alert. More at townhall.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, and our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy New Year, everybody. Have you started to make a list of New Year's resolutions yet? Have you already broken some of those resolutions? Well, we're going to help you keep them when it comes to your house. If you've got a project you've promised yourself you want to get done, we will not stand in your way. We will help you get it done. Just call us with questions. Call us with, you know, if you don't know where to start, if you think you're going to get stuck, if you're wondering if you can do it yourself, should you hire a pro? How do you hire a pro? You know, whatever it is, that's what we do. We've been doing this for over 20 years, and this is a brand new season for the Money Pit Radio Show and the Money Pit Podcast, and we are so excited to be here to help you get those jobs done. So, first up on today's edition, do you enjoy watching birds visit your yard during the warmer months, but you miss them in the winter? Well, guess what? You don't have to. We've got tips to help attract visits from your fine feathered friends all year long, even in the coldest of months.
All right, that sounds fun. And if you've made a resolution to take more time to enjoy the little pleasures, we've got a great idea for you. How about creating a studio space so you can focus on a pastime that you've always wanted to take on? We're going to share some tips on that in just a bit.
And here's a common plumbing problem that may have a very simple solution. Stinky odors coming from your sink drains. We've got a hack that can help.
But first, we need to know what you need to know. So how can we help you get started with projects that you've got planned for 2022? Regardless of how large or small that project is, you definitely need some help getting started in the right direction, and we can lend a hand.
Couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can call us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Kayla in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Just got married and moved into a new home. And it already had a Honeywell whole home humidifier installed in it. And it seemed like a dream come true. I thought it was going to be amazing. But we have 100-amp service, and every now and then our breaker will trip, and you don't even know downstairs unless you're down there. And I've gone down a couple times, and the basement is flooded, and it floods, like, over into the other room, like into the where I eventually want to lay carpet and have like a family room.
Is that because the dehumidifier condensate pump stops working?
I'm not sure what it is. There's like an overfill thing for it, and I'm assuming it's supposed to lead to a drain, but the drain is in the laundry room, which is in the opposite direction.
Okay, so when everything is working correctly, this dehumidifier is going to take moisture out of the air, drop it into a reservoir, which you either have to empty or it will pump out somewhere. Usually, if it's got a condensate pump associated with it, it can pump up sort of against gravity, and there's a clear plastic tube that goes out and leads to a drain somewhere or even outside the house. If you have a power failure, you know, it's not going to work, and it might actually start to leak maybe back into that room where you are. Of course, the dehumidifier is not working at that time, so it's not going to leak for long, but I could see how it could create a bit of a puddle. So your problem is not so much with a dehumidifier, but why you're having a problem popping these breakers. Now, 100-amp service is actually a pretty darn good service, and it frequently doesn't get the respect it deserves. When these breakers pop, it's not usually because you're pulling more than 100 amps. It's because whatever circuit you have this particular dehumidifier on needs to be improved, perhaps by adding an additional circuit. But the service for the house should be fine.
Okay. It does have the clear hose that leads outside.
That's what's going on. When your power goes out, the pump stops working, and that's why it's leaking. Okay? So focus on getting this plugged into a circuit that is a little bit bigger than what you have right now. An electrician could help you sort this out, but it's not a big deal to add an additional circuit just for that device.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Manny from Rhode Island is on the line. He's got a question about the water lines. What's going on?
Every few months, I get a mailing letting me know that I'm responsible for the water line from the street to my home should it break. And what they're offering me is basically an insurance policy that would cover, one policy would cover up to $10,000 for repair work, and they get the companies to do the work, and then a more advanced policy would cover up to $15,000. I wanted to get your take on what you thought about this insurance policy and the probabilities of having this kind of a problem.
Geez, Manny, I can relate. You know, Tom, I feel like I get these all the time. It's the water line. It's the sewer line. It's the main. It's the gas line. Everything from your house to the street you are responsible for. I mean, I feel like they're more scare tactics because I kind of just recycle them.
Yeah, I think for the most part they are. First of all, just to be really clear, these are not insurance policies because they're not regulated by the insurance laws of the state. What they are service contracts. It's the same kind of a service contract you might get on an appliance.
Right. Well, I have service contracts for the heating system in the house. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Legitimate.
The whole heating system. That is legitimate, right.
Exactly.
But for a service contract for the pipe that brings the water into your house, let me say this. If I had a really old house and I had a really old main water pipe that was made out of steel, which should have been replaced 30 years ago, I might get a service contract on that pipe. But for the most part, if you've got a plastic water entry line like most people do, I would not buy these things at all. The chances of this being a problem are really, really small. And if it happens, it happens. But I just don't think it's worth the money to insure against this. I mean, and here's another good example. You know, my mom has a house in Florida, and they love to sell her service contracts for subterranean termites. First of all, her house is made of concrete, but let's not let the facts get in the way.
It's true.
And they want to sell her a service contract for termites that live in the ground. By the way, the drywood termites that fly around, those are not covered. It's only the ground ones. They would have to have suitcases and come down to Florida like with the rest of the folks from the north that move in during the winter, right? I mean, a lot of these are just, like you say, Leslie, they try to scare you into getting into your pocketbook or getting into your wallet to buy these things. Yes, you're technically responsible for the pipe from the meter into the house, but what's the chances of that breaking? Pretty small. Still to come, are squirrels helping themselves to meals from your bird feeders? We'll have tips to help keep feeders full for your feathered friends throughout the winter when the Money Pit returns. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com. There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, we know it, guys. Taking care of a house can be a combination of a lot of very different feelings. I mean, you can be in love with the house. You can have pride in your hard work. You can also be terrified of all the things that could potentially go wrong and, you know, things you need to take care of. But if you join us at the Money Pit Podcast, we promise we're going to help you plan. We're going to give you all the support you want. We're going to help you save some money. I promise we are going to guide you through every step of the way.
You can do just that when you follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Ellen in New York is on the line and has a flooring question. What are you working on?
It's a sub-basement. And it has a cement floor, and years ago, the cement was poured new about 15 years ago, and I put a 12-inch vinyl flooring on top. It's still there and in really good condition, but I want to put something to warm up the area, and I was thinking of maybe an engineered wood floor.
Mm-hmm.
So two questions. One, do I have to take up the tile? And two, what is the best product to put over a cement floor?
Well, you have a lot of options. First of all, you do not have to remove the tile. You're probably better off just leaving it alone.
Yay. Oh, I was hoping you'd say
that. Secondly, you know, good options for basement flooring is pretty much anything but carpet.
Area rugs, okay, but not wall-to-wall.
Engineered hardwood is an excellent choice. Not solid hardwood, because solid hardwood will buckle and twist. Engineered hardwood is made up of kind of like plywood, different layers of wood that are glued at 90-degree angles to each other. And so they're dimensionally stable, so they'll stay flat without buckling or twisting. Another good choice might be laminate floor for the same reason. You can get laminate floors that look like hardwood or look like tile or look like vinyl. And they lock together, and both of those floors will float on top of the old floor. So they're not physically glued down or connected. They kind of float. There's usually an underlayment material that goes underneath them. And then you add some baseboard molding or shoe molding along the edges to cover the gap.
That's fabulous. Now, can I put a radiant flooring over the vinyl tile and under the flooring?
Yeah, radiant flooring underneath that is perfectly fine. Now, there are products that are designed specifically for that. In fact, there's one that's on the market right now called Perfectly Warm, and it's a radiant floor heating that is designed for products like engineered hardwood and laminate. It basically lays underneath it. It's surprisingly affordable and energy efficient. And in fact, we've got a story about it, an interview that I did actually with one of the inventors at our website at moneypit.com. Check out the Top Products podcast section. It's a story about Perfectly Warm flooring. You can hear all about it there with the interview that we did at Green Build this past year.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I love your show.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. It sounds like it's going to be a really good project to tackle this winter and give you lots more usable space and really, really step it up.
Great.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you enjoy feeding birds, you probably don't enjoy feeding everything else around your yard, like those squirrels. That's why you should always choose a bird seed that repels squirrels. And there are several on the market that birds love, but squirrels, not so much.
Now, if you've got bird feeders, you know how tough it is to keep the squirrels out. But you can try to keep them away by placing your feeders away from trees, from power lines, from porches, or other launching points. Squirrels can actually jump distances of 10 feet or longer. So don't just look at where you're putting the feeder, but look at what's around the feeder.
Yeah, now another option is mounting feeders on a smooth metal pole that's at least 6 feet high with no surrounding branches or bushes within 12 feet. I mean, think about it. This is the way that the squirrels get to everything. If they can't climb the pole, they're jumping from a nearby bush. I swear they can fly. I mean, there's definitely flying squirrels across the United States. But squirrels, when they want to get to the feeder, they will find a way. So definitely give yourself space around it. You want to make sure that you've got all of that distance to keep those squirrels away, but also make sure that the feeders have openings that are big enough for birds, but too small for the squirrels.
We use a feeder called a squirrel buster, and the way it works is the birds, being very light, can land on the feeder and feed as much as they want. But when the squirrel lands on it, he actually sort of slides this gate down, and it closes off access to the bird seed. So that's kind of fun. But they end up shaking so much loose that they'll actually just sort of eat what's on the ground underneath. And it's funny, because they'll be side by side with the birds in the snow eating the seed. So it all works.
Eating the seeds that fly out of their mouths.
Yeah. We also use a suet feeder, and that's good, too, because the block lasts about 2 weeks. It only costs like $1. So lots of ways to do that. Keep the squirrels happy. Keep the birds happy. Enjoy them all winter long.
Jonathan in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on?
My question is about a split for your house, how to insulate the garage better. Got a cold draft coming through the stairway.
I mean, garages generally are cold. I feel like they're kind of like the attic. They're like the outside temperature. I mean, they're designed that way, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. They're designed to be at ambient temperature, which is whatever the outside is. Now, the walls and ceilings that separate the garage from the rest of the house, they should be insulated. And if that's the case, then that helps to mitigate some of that. And the reason that you're feeling drafts on the lower floor may be because the insulation wasn't done right or adequate enough, or it could be a heating imbalance. You know, heating the lower floors of a house of that design is difficult because he just wants to run up that stairway to the upper floors. So it could be one of two things. Now, the other thing that you can do, because you mentioned that there are drafts,
is you could improve the weather stripping around and under the garage doors. They are not designed to be draft proof, but if you were to improve the weather stripping and on the bottom of the door, there are like gaskets that you could put across the entire bottom of a garage door. They're usually rubber and they're thick. And when you bring the garage door down, it compresses it a little bit and makes it really nice and tight. Do that, plus use some additional weather stripping along the inside of the door jamb, then I think you might find that you cut back a lot of the drafts that are getting there. So it's a matter of mitigating the drafts, making sure the walls are insulated, and then maybe improving the heating at that level. And that should make you a lot more comfortable in that house, Jonathan.
Linda, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
The house that we live in was built in 53. It's ours. We've paid it off and trying to upkeep it and keep it in good shape. But in between the dining room and the living room, apparently before we purchased it, there was a wall that had been removed. And the only sign is on the ceiling where the wall was removed. There's a double crack, like on each side of a 2x4 is what it looks like, about that width in the drywall. And I've tried it's a textured ceiling. We actually had knockdown put on it, but we can't fill the crack. We've tried to use drywall mud and it just returns. What can I do to fix this crack?
So this was opposite both sides of a wall that was torn out, so they must have slipped in some drywall to patch it. Is that what you're thinking?
Maybe.
So that's not the best way. That's not the best way to fix that sort of thing. You can't, like, put a narrow strip in there and have it ever look like a normal ceiling. If you've got a hole like that where you pull the wall out, what you have to do is cut a bigger piece of drywall out, maybe about a foot or two on each side of it, and you do that right on the edge where the floor joists are, the ceiling joists are in this case. Then you have a bigger seam to tape and spackle and secure, and if that's done well, then you're never going to see it again. So you putting all of this spackle on it time and time again over all of this, you know, all of this period of time is probably made more of a mess, and it's kind of hard to fix at this point. So what I would tell you to do is to cut out that whole repair, put a bigger piece of drywall in, tape it, spackle it, prime the whole ceiling, and then repaint the whole ceiling. And that would be the way to do this, you know, permanently. Otherwise, you're always going to see that.
Okay. Thank you for telling me that.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit.
Martin in Wisconsin's on the line with a question about a load-bearing wall. What's going on?
I've got a wall between my kitchen and living room that I'd like to open up, and there's already a doorway there. I'd like to open it up and make it open area. And the wall's, it's a main support wall. It's a structural support wall. I want to take out about 12, the span would be about 12 feet. There's a doorway there that's already 4 foot wide, and about, I'm going to try and open up another 8 foot of it. And I was wondering about, like structurally, if that would be possible to put in, like, a micro limb. I think that's what they call them.
Look, I don't recommend this project for the faint of heart or the inexperienced contractor, because it's not the kind of job you should be doing as, like, you know, your first foray into home improvement. I can explain to you conceptually how it's done, and let's assume that you have a bearing wall here and you need to disassemble that wall. So the way it is done conceptually is that there is a temporary wall built on both sides of the bearing wall that has to come out. So basically you're building a load-bearing wall on one side of the wall that's coming out, maybe 6 inches or a foot away, and one wall on the other side. And then once those temporary walls are in place, then and only then do you disassemble the bearing wall. And in terms of that laminated beam, yes, once you put that beam in, it's got to be properly supported. So the ends of the beam have to be sitting on something like another part of the bearing wall so that the load is transferred down to your foundation. So, again, it's really a pretty complicated project and one that has to be done right, or the consequences are pretty devastating. So it can be done, but it's a big project, and it's not the kind of project I would recommend you tackle unless you have a lot more experience than it sounds like you have.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought about it. I just thought I would reach out to you guys.
All right. Well, I think you're on the right path now. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If one of your resolutions this year is to take time to enjoy your favorite hobbies, we may just have the way that you can do that after this. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with a USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. What are you working on? If you've got a question about how to get something done around your house, you got a DIY dilemma, don't know what to do to fix up some decor that maybe you want to spruce up, I got a deal for you. I won't help, but Leslie wills, because she's our decorating expert. So give us a call right now. We're here to help. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Devron in Missouri has a question about energy. What can we do for you?
I have a 1,450 square foot home, split level, and our energy bills are like $350 a month. Trying to figure out basically where the hole is and how to patch it up.
Is that consistent across the year, or is that a winter high or a summer high or what?
It seems to be, definitely a summer high. We just got through the summer. We're pretty consistent throughout those 3 months. In the winter, we're usually, most years, it's been around 250 to 300.
You know, your question is a good one, because a lot of people try to figure out where their home is using the most energy. So I have a couple of suggestions for you. One of which is to contact your local utility company and find out if they have the ability to do an energy audit of your home. Some utility companies, as part of their licensing requirements, will offer services like this for a small fee or sometimes free, where they'll have an energy auditor come to your house and look at all of the ways your home is using energy and give you some advice on where you should be concentrating on your improvements. Short of that, we can always only talk sort of generically, but the number one place that you should be trying to make more efficient would be your attic, because most homes don't have enough insulation. And if you popped your head up in your attic, you know, what we would want you to see is 15 to 20 inches of fluffy insulation. If you don't see that, then that's the first place where you're wasting a lot of energy.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks for the resources.
Well, if you've ever thought it would be nice to have a studio space in your home that's dedicated to a craft space, workshop, maybe a sewing room or even art studio or whatever other hobby you might enjoy, now is actually a great time to get started with your basic planning.
Yeah, finding the space is always the first step, but if you're short on that, get creative. For example, think about how you might take advantage of like closet space. With the doors removed, you can actually have quite a big area to work in. In fact, at home, I have a broadcast studio that used to be a coat closet, but the doors were removed, the walls were actually cut back, and now it's a wide open enclosed like alcove where we have our studio equipment set up. So it's more than just needing a room. You can actually find space wherever it exists. Maybe just parse out some space from a bigger room in your home that doesn't get daily use. I mean, just because it's called the dining room doesn't mean it has to stay that way.
That is true. Now, when you're planning your room, you want to think about the three most important areas of the room. So it's kind of like a kitchen's working triangle, where you've got the fridge, the sink, and the stove in a triangular sort of area, so you can very easily go between them. So think about, what is the kitchen sink and stove, or the kitchen fridge and stove? I mean, it's kind of, this is what you sort of figure out that kitchen triangle is. What makes up that of whatever your hobby is? So if you're a painter, is it, you know, the painting supplies, the easel, and a place that you're looking at the artwork? If it's a sewing station, is it your sewing work table, the table where you cut all of the fabrics at, and then maybe where you keep all of your threads and whatnot? So you want to think about all of those things that you're using, and then make sure you have access to all of them very easily as you're working on your projects.
Yeah, and if you're like, let's say you're a woodworker, it might be the table saw, the joiner, and the workbench. And just think about, when you're designing your studio space, that you maintain a short sort of distance between the key workstations. You know, if you're designing kitchens, you pay attention to the working triangle. That's the distance between the sink, the stove, and the refrigerator. But in a studio, you also have key workstations, so make sure you mind that distance. If there's going to be certain areas you're going to be walking a lot in between, just keep them in a reasonable distance so that the flow makes a lot of sense.
Steve from Illinois is calling in. He's got a question about windows. Now, I know when you get estimates on things, they can be all over the place. So how do you know what's too high and what's not? Come on, Steve, tell us what's going on. Let's give you a hand.
We bought a home, and we have a set of windows that go out into the backyard. Several of them are the screw-out type windows. We got an estimate from Renewal by Anderson for $13,000, and we were just wondering if windows actually are that expensive, or if we should shop around.
Well, Steve, if you're talking about the entire house, a $13,000 estimate doesn't seem too outrageous. If you're talking about the one side of the house and they're just sort of plain, basically, you say screw out windows, I'm guessing you mean casements. That sounds really expensive. That would be like what, $2,000 a window? That would be kind of crazy. So I think the best thing for you to do regardless though is to go ahead and get a number of bids. I mean, Renewal by Anderson is a very good company and a good quality window, but I would turn to the Angie website at angi.com. They have a whole section devoted to replacement window contractors. Put into that website form what you're trying to accomplish, and you'll get a number of calls pretty quickly. You'll get some additional prices, and certainly you can make a decision from that. And if you want to learn more about like what makes one window better than the other, on MoneyPit.com, there is a great post that we put together called How to Choose Energy Efficient Replacement Windows. It walks you through all the standards that you should check for to make sure that it's a good window. So I think if you follow that advice, you'll be in pretty good shape. Good luck with that project, and let us know how you make out.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7, right here at 888 Money Pit. Up next, a common plumbing problem that may have a very simple solution: stinky odors coming from your sinks. We're going to share a hack that can help after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or a custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files Podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we would love for you to follow the Money Pit Podcast. Listen, guys, you're going to get a brand new episode of the Money Pit Podcast every Monday and every Thursday, which really is perfect timing for you to plan all of your weekend projects.
Follow the Money Pit Podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Danusa in Georgia is on the line with a heating question. Everybody is chilly this winter. What is going on down there?
It's cold. It's very cold, and I'm asking, calling about a fireplace. We live in an arts and crafts house, and there's a fireplace smack in the middle that faces two ways, and to the entrance, and then opening to what would be the kitchen and dining area. The opening to the front door is a fireplace. The other one was at one point blocked, and I know we have two chimneys. My question is it possible, do you think, for me to integrate, to open it straight through, to make it a one fireplace that would go both ways, or would I have to stick to the way it was built, one way and
so
the
in other,
other
words, you would like the fire pit to go straight through from one side to the other?
Yes, but I have two chimneys.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think you can do that because the structure of this is such that you probably have one physical chimney and then you have two liners, so two flues.
Okay.
And one is on the fireplace side and one is on, you know, the other side, or one's on the living room side, one's on the kitchen side. So why would you want that to be opened up? Just for aesthetics?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. And my question would be, even if I did it using, you know, the gas kind of dealy, or do I still need a chimney for that?
I think if you're asking me, you know, I put a gas fireplace in there where without venting it, and I would say no.
No. Okay.
Because,
yeah.
Because there are non-vented gas fireplaces. I've never liked them at all. They've always made me very uncomfortable. They do dump a lot of moisture into the house. And, you know, they're allowed here in the States, but I think last time I checked, they were illegal in Canada, who is much more conservative about things like this. So I would never use an unvented gas fireplace. I also would not convert those existing wood fireplaces to gas fireplaces because they're going to burn a lot of gas, be really expensive to run. What you might want to do is think about seeing if there was an insert that might be available for the fireplace side, because that can have some built-in circulation with a vent fan that could improve the heating distribution of that one side. And then you mentioned that one side's blocked. I'd like to know why it was blocked, if the chimney is still, the flue is still functional, if it's deteriorated, maybe it's not lined. I don't know. But you ought to find out why it's in the condition it's in. So I think you need to talk to a good home inspector or a very good chimney contractor, not a sweep, okay? And I want you to be cautious not to find somebody that just wants to sell you a big repair, but somebody that can give you some true independent expert advice as to what it's going to take to get this working again, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. That was very helpful, because I think the thing that most helped me was about the non-venting thing, too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how dangerous that could get, but thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, take that out of consideration. All right, Danusa, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've ever noticed an odor in your bathroom sink, it may be biogas. So essentially, it's what happens when the bacteria grows in the drain line of your sink.
Yeah, and the drains can really stink. So an easy solution is this. Just fill the sink with hot water until it reaches the overflow. Then slow down that flow to just a trickle so it still runs down the overflow but not the sink itself. And then add a couple of cups of bleach to the water. The bleach is going to slowly run down that overflow channel, and it will also kill bacteria that it finds on the way. Then, after a few minutes, add another cup or two of bleach. Let that drain out slowly so it'll do the same thing for the waistline under the sink, and you should be odor-free. You can just let all that water out, turn the faucets off, and it should be a lot easier on the smell.
Justin in Missouri is on the line with a bathroom odor. Let me tell you, Justin, I have had the sulfur smell in my bathroom before, and we can help. What's going on?
I can't really find the source of the smell. I just smell it sometimes, and it's not all the time, but I've noticed sometimes whenever it's like warmer weather outside and it cools off, I know it sounds funny, but I get this smell. I can't find it. There wasn't a pee trap in the bathtub, and I put one under there. I thought maybe that's where it was coming from, and that didn't do anything. And the house was built in 2007, so it's just almost 10 years old. I don't know. It's clean.
That's unusual for a 2007 house to not even have a trap under the tub. It makes me question how the rest of the plumbing was put together. But there's probably two sources that you should explore. Number one is just a decay of biomaterial in the drain. Sometimes you get what's called biogas from all the organic material that gets trapped in the drain and in the threads and in the overflow, like on a bathroom sink. That all gets trapped in there, and that can, you know, really be quite smelly. So a couple of things you can do there is, first of all, close the drain on the sink, fill it up till it starts to overflow, and then put some bleach in the water and let it slowly sort of trickle down the overflow for a while. That will kill any material that's in the overflow. And then slowly let the water back out into the drain. That'll hopefully kill the rest of it. The other thing is, if it turns out that it's just the hot water, it could be a problem with the water heater. Water heaters have something called a sacrificial anode. And that anode, if it's worn, you can end up having a sulfur smell as a result of that. The anode is designed to stop the water heater from corroding or rusting. But if it is deteriorated or worn out, you could also get that sort of rotten egg, sort of sulfur smell. So I would take a look at the drains first, because that's the easiest thing to do, and see if you can clean them really good with a bleach solution as I've described. And if it continues, try to figure it out if it's coming from the water itself. Because if that's the case, then I think that anode is most likely the culprit. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Justin. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you a rule breaker? Well, being a rule breaker when it comes to design, that can definitely be a good thing. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440. 1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Call us now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to MoneyPit.com.
Nick wrote in saying, it's really cold outside. My hardwood foyer and my tiled kitchen floor, they feel really cold even when I set my heat to 70 degrees. Is it worthwhile to insulate the ceiling joists of my basement?
Yeah, it's never a bad idea to insulate a basement ceiling, which in your case is also the kitchen floor. The insulation should also, Nick, extend to the box beam. That's the outside beam all the way around the foundation, right above the foundation itself. It would be best to use unfaced fiberglass bat insulation or thermal fiber, which is a mineral wool insulation. And the other area that would help to insulate would be the area in the basement where the walls are above grade. Doing all of that will help make those floors a lot warmer and a lot more comfortable, especially first thing in the morning when you hop out of bed. Oh, man, you want to jump right back under those covers.
It's true. I mean, it really does make a difference when you keep your basement, like, a little bit warmer. It just feels nice on your tootsies everywhere you go.
Well, for all the cutting-edge design ideas out there, most of us still follow unwritten design rules. You know, those things that someone at some point decided we should never, ever do. Well, sometimes breaking the rules is a good thing. Leslie's got some ideas for shaking things up in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, you know, whether you've inherited these things from your parents or you just never thought to break these rules, it's definitely time to go rogue on old design rules. So, first of all, you want to start with one of my favorite rules to break. Neutral colors only belong in small spaces. Even if bold colors do make a small space seem smaller, the illusion of having this amazing color in a small space, kind of creating this like jeweled box of color, really is exciting. So if you're feeling a bright color or a dark color for a tiny room, I say go for it. Now, somewhere along the line, somebody said master bedrooms should be serious. I mean, they should always be well appointed and very, very serious and not fun. I mean, that's kind of silly. Who says you can't have fun decor in a space like that? It's going to be exciting. It's going to inspire you in the morning when you wake up and get you ready for your day. I mean, who doesn't want to feel energized first thing in the morning? So if you're leaning towards a more playful space or brighter colors or a mix of patterns, go for it. I totally say go for it. Another one, you've got to put your artwork all in a line. It's got to be at eye level. It's got to be very perfect. No way, guys. You can have as much fun on the wall, and think about it. You can lean larger frames or mirrors from the floor to the wall. You can mix and match different styles. You can go with, you know, a whole theme of photos from, say, beach vacations and do them in black and white and color, or all in black and white, or shades of sepia. Nobody says it all has to be the same. You can mix it up. You can mix up sizes. You can mix up frame materials. You can mix up matted frames, non-matted frames, things that are canvas mounted on a, you know, a wood stretched frame. All kinds of things work. As long as they sort of relate to each other in scale, you're not going like a little teeny postage stamp one next to a gigantic poster. Like, mix and match it. Work with the scale of things. You can have a lot of fun creating a very interesting gallery space. And when it comes to seating, all of your chairs do not have to match. I mean, everybody remembers from Friends, there was all their different dining chairs. Go for it. You can mix up dining chairs. You can mix up benches. When it comes to a sitting area in a family room or living room, same thing. Two different styles of chairs, two different fabrics. It's a great way to bring in a different pattern, a different tone, a different feel from the space. So definitely put your own touch in your space. Don't be afraid to break rules, because what might work for you might not work for somebody else, and that's totally fine because it's yours.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day with us. Coming up next time on the program, a serious stove can boost your cooking powers, not to mention your home's resale value. But if you're planning to install a commercial range, well, that requires some very special planning. We'll tell you what you need to know on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Charlie's Place was a popular stopping place near Noble's Trail, just west of Shingletown. It was owned and operated by Charlie Ogburn. In 1856, Charlie sold the place to his brother John, who began holding bull and bear fights. The fighting arena was built of logs around a deep trench. Poles about 20 feet high were buried 3 feet in the ground, placed close together and securely nailed at the top. The arena was round and 60 feet across with a drop door, and the bear was prodded into the arena with hot irons where a bull was waiting for him. The spectators sat around on the outside of the stockade where they could look down on the fight on elevated seats. People came from as far away as Sacramento to attend the fights. The attendees numbered in the hundreds, and the betting was heavy. Want more Dottie Smith? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin feeling pressure from all sides of the Democrat power spectrum.
In addition, Manchin says his phone has been lighting up in recent days with calls from former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and leftist TV host Oprah Winfrey. They're lobbying him to vote in favor of removing the 60-vote Senate rule to pass a major voting rights reforms with a simple majority. So far, Manchin has shown no signs of budging and continues to stress the importance of protecting the Senate as an institution. He says once the change is made, the GOP could use it against Democrats when they take control. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Biden administration issuing new clear warnings to Russia on penalties it could face if it goes ahead with threats to invade Ukraine. U.S. officials raising the possibility of incremental shifts in decisions about America's future strategic posture in Europe. But they also said Russia would be hit with debilitating sanctions should it intervene in Ukraine. Senator John Thune of South Dakota is going to seek re-election to a fourth term this year.
Senator Thune turned 61 on Friday and is second ranked in Senate Republican leadership. He had considered retiring in recent months. Both parties are fighting for control of a closely divided Senate in 2022, but Thune has a clear path to re-election. Thune has $14.8 million in campaign cash and faces two primary challengers. He drew the ire of then-President Donald Trump in late 2020 for deriding his claim the 2020 election was marred by irregularities. Bob Agner reporting.
The man who bought Kyle Rittenhouse a rifle when he was only 17 took a plea to avoid criminal conviction. Dominic Black charged with delivering a dangerous weapon to a minor, resulting in death. The charges related to the two protesters Rittenhouse fatally shot in Kenosha. A judge could reject the deal or dismiss the original felony counts based on his ruling about the minors with firearms law in the Rittenhouse case. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
He was once described in Washington as an anti-nationalist breath of fresh air in the murderous, genocide-scarred Balkan morass of ethnically divided Bosnia. But like Charles de Ledesma reports, how times have changed.
This week, Bosnian Serb political leader Milorad Dodik, now a genocide-denying secessionist, was slapped with new U.S. sanctions for alleged corruption. He responded in typical style, saying the days when the U.S. and other Western democracies modelled Bosnia to their taste are long gone. Dodik claims accusations he corruptly amassed vast wealth for himself, his relatives and associates are monstrous lies, adding, for good measure, the U.S. is a great power, but they're also big liars. Dodik maintains the West is punishing him for championing the rights of ethnic Serbs in Bosnia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Check out breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Trying to make commercial passenger vessels safer on water.
The Coast Guard announcing new safety rules following the fire on a scuba diving boat that sent dozens to their deaths. The rules were prompted by the Labor Day 2019 fire that killed 34 people aboard the Conception off Santa Barbara. It marked one of the deadliest marine disasters in California history and led to criminal charges. These new rules require better boat fire equipment, escapes, and devices on board to ensure that a night watchman is alert. Jason Walker reporting.
U-Haul did a survey, found immigration to the southern states continued throughout the pandemic. Texas is the top destination. Texas ranked in the top in the pre-pandemic years, most notably in 2016 through 2018, falling to Florida in 2019 and Tennessee in 2020. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
News Radio Studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. John Adrasik from Five for Fighting has put together an incredible video looking at the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the biggest disaster in American military history, and its ramifications are being felt in foreign policy everywhere from Eastern Europe to the South China Sea. And as well as Iran. And we're feeling it on a daily basis. He is not forgetting it. You're not forgetting it. I'm not forgetting it. He wrote this song called Blood on My Hands, standing in front of the White House. And it is calling out General Milley. It is calling out General Austin. It is calling out, of course, General McKenzie. I also talked to Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Schiller today. And he is the one who spoke out and got jailed for doing it, calling out the commanders, because nobody paid the price for that irresponsible exit from that country, who is about to go into mass starvation because they are our economy. We were their economy, and we have left. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
As of today, we have arrested and charged more than 725 defendants in nearly all 50 states and the District of Columbia for their roles in the January 6th attack.
Yeah, that is Merrick Garland, electrifying speaker. January 6th, a one-year mark, an ugly day in American history, propelled by an ill-advised Stop the Steal rally, but overplayed already politically by politically-minded Democrats who seek to convert this into blowing up the filibuster and nationalizing elections, comparing it to Pearl Harbor. Really?
Number two.
What we're doing now is not working, plain and simple. And so this is our path forward. This is how we reduce violent crime.
Would these policies give criminals a green light?
No. I mean, that just depends upon your definition of criminal.
People who break the law. How about that? That's the new attorney general of Alvin Bragg, district attorney. He is basically going to let crime happen without punishment. It is going to look like San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia again. That's a scary thought here in New York.
Number one.
I will not allow them to take our children hostage. I will not allow them to compromise the future of this generation of CPS students. That is not going to happen.
Really? Mayor Lightfoot suddenly realized what Donald Trump knew right away. Kids got to be back in school, even though there is somewhat of danger and caution. Get them back in school. The COVID chaos. Think about this. President Biden characterizing his one-year approach of his four-year reign. He has failed on testing. He's failed on mandates. He's failed when it comes to the circus of the CDC. And now his refusal to take on the teachers' unions directly hurts, which I think is the most offended and the most afflicted, and that is kids. With me right now is Robin O'Brien. When he left office, pandemic was the number one issue. It remains even worse than ever. He's a former U.S. ambassador and 28th National Security Advisor. Robert O'Brien, welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you, Brian. How are you today?
Good. Can you believe we're still talking about a lack of testing? We're still talking about returning to schools. This was the theme of the last year of your office, right?
Well, it's pretty interesting when you look back at what we did with Project Warp Speed, with me warning the president in January of 2020 that this was coming from China and it was going to be a huge problem for the country. And then you look at what we did with ventilators, what we did with manufacturing PPE domestically, Project Warp Speed. You just don't see the same alacrity taking place now. It's unfortunate.
Literally, just fill out an invoice. We're not asking you to invent a test. We're asking you to order the test. So he had $1.4 trillion to order tests, rapid and the long form, PCR tests. He didn't do it.
And you look at Europe, there, there's testing centers everywhere. There's pop-up testing centers. There's centers that are the equivalent of food trucks on every corner in Europe. It's very easy to get a test. There are no lines. And you look here, there are lines in, baseball stadium parking lots for, thousands of people lined up to get a test. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, a couple of things. Now that we know what we know, are you surprised that there was such pushback anytime anyone not named Tom Cotton, or even Tom Cotton, was sidelined every time we talked about the origins of this virus? In fact, we had Dr. Collins, Frank Collins, who before he resigned, said just bringing up that this came from a lab leak is a distraction. That was about 2 weeks ago. Well, can you bring us back to the mindset?
It was a political issue that they used against President Trump. So unless you tied COVID to Trump, then it wasn't a valid issue. So if you talked about the fact that that it came from China, that the Chinese Communist Party covered up the virus for critical months, which would allow us to get ahead of it and started working, we could have started working on therapeutics and vaccines months earlier if there had been honesty coming out of Beijing. We could have gotten ahead of the game on PPE. None of that was talked about because it was all a political effort to tie the virus to Trump when it came from China. It's pretty remarkable.
Ambassador O'Brien, how do you feel? I mean, I don't want to see the Olympic Games destroyed, but right now there's another surge of another variant in China. And what they do is they just lock you in your house and they're not even feeding their own people. Would you advise a president to reconsider going there?
Well, listen, we watched this happen in 1980 and 1984. I went to the Olympics out here in Los Angeles in 1984, and it was too bad not to see the Soviet athletes compete in that Olympics. These athletes prepare their entire life for this one moment, and if they the moment moves by a year or especially 4 years, they may miss their opportunity to compete. So you hate to see that happen. But what you also don't want to do is legitimize the Olympics, not just because of the virus, but because of the way the Chinese are treating the Uyghurs. There's a genocide taking place in a country. We're about to hold an Olympic Games in a country that's engaged in genocide. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And that's a bipartisan consensus. I mean, Tony Blinken has said that it's a genocide. Mike Pompeo said it's a genocide. This is official U.S. policy. So, the diplomatic boycott is not enough. I'm not calling for a boycott of the athletes. I think they ought to be able to compete. But we shouldn't have, American companies, and I think American companies that support these Olympics are going to have to live down the shame for many, many years and many, many decades when the truth comes out. And the truth is known now. So if you're an American company thinking about advertising during these Beijing genocide games, you ought to think twice about it.
I would think so. NBC paid a ton for it, too, so they're in a tough position, but it should be pretty easy. It's called right and wrong. Lieutenant Ambassador, I'm going to talk about my interview with Lieutenant Colonel Scheller shortly, but you might not remember, but as I'm reading more and more about the origins of this virus, do you remember the military games taking place in Wuhan? Do you remember some of the concerning things crossing your desk about this possible virus and the ghost town that they found there, our athletes found there when they went to compete?
You know, not at the time of the games, but you'll recall when the virus first started spreading, one of the propaganda talking points of the Chinese Communist Party was that it was an American athlete that brought the virus from the United States to China during those military games. And that just shows the depth of the cover-up and the willingness to lie and say whatever it took to try and protect the Communist Party of China at the time that the virus was spreading. So, you know, like there is a real worry about, you know, how this could play out with the Olympics. Tokyo did a pretty good job with the way they handled their Olympics, and I'm proud of the Japanese people and the way that they kept the virus from spreading during those games. But and you lack a similar confidence in the Chinese because you don't have the transparency in China that you had in Japan with a democracy and a vibrant press and all the checks and balances that allowed us to compete in those games with confidence. You don't have that. That does not exist in China.
Robert O'Brien, our guest. Ambassador, it looks like China, phase one of the Chinese-U.S. agreement, it looks like they're not hitting their marks on purchasing American products, manufacturing and agricultural on any level. In some levels, they're 60% off what they vowed. Do you turn around and recommend to a president at this point, knowing the relations with China arguably have never been worse, and say, put the tariffs back?
Well, the only thing the Chinese understand is that sort of power, and it was the tariffs that got us the phase one deal to begin with. And unfortunately, the Chinese were not honoring that deal from the very start. During the last year of the Trump administration, they kept telling us, don't worry, we'll catch up, we'll catch up, we'll catch up, don't put the tariffs back on. But at this point, the pattern is clear. The Chinese are not living up to the agreement. And this isn't something new. I mean, the Chinese have been doing trade agreements since the late 1980s, including entering the WTO as a developing country. And they haven't kept their word on trade agreements for, 40 years now. So this is part and parcel of how they behave on these agreements. The only way to get them to adhere to the agreement would be to put the tariffs back in place. And that would send a strong message to Beijing that this administration is going to take a tough line on enforcing the agreement and holding China to its vows. I mean, this is not us asking for something. This is the Chinese not doing what they promised to do.
Yeah, absolutely. As we move on and talk about today, January 6th, 1 year later, what do you remember? Where were you at the time?
You know, I was in Florida with the brave men and women of our Coast Guard and Navy who had been doing extraordinary work the prior year, stopping the flow of opioids and marijuana and cocaine into the country. And I wanted to make sure that effort continued in the new administration during the transition. As soon as I heard about what happened, I was pulled out of a skiff. I was being briefed by our combatant commander, and in Miami, as soon as I heard about what happened, I got out, got on the phone with the vice president to make sure he was safe in the Capitol, and he was, protected by our dedicated men and women of the U.S. Secret Service. I put out a personal tweet condemning the mob and telling them to stand down and leave the Capitol. And then we went on to have the most successful, what many people say is the most successful transition from an NSC to an incoming NSC, National Security Council, that's ever happened in history. And that was with the full support of President Trump. And so, I'm proud of how the National Security Council handled the transition. And I said everything I needed to say about the events at the time. And what's unfortunate is the politicization of this. The people that are so concerned about January 6th, are the same people that are now threatening to, blackmailing the Supreme Court, saying if they don't rule a certain way, they're going to pack the court, who want to change the constitutional status of a mid-sized city that's controlled by the Democrats, Washington, D.C., and give them two senators to ensure a majority in the Senate who don't want any sort of election integrity or voter ID. To vote in an African election, you have to have an ID, in Botswana or South Africa, and yet
right.
They don't want that here. So, they're the same people that supported the Clinton campaign's bought and paid for Russia dossier that hobbled our government for 2 years in dealing with Putin in Ukraine because of the attacks against President Trump, claiming that he was somehow a Russian agent, which was just absurd. So the hypocrisy of the folks who are focused on January 6th right now is pretty damning. And instead of focusing on how to bring the country together, they're continuing to try and divide the country. We need America to come together. We have faced massive challenges with China and Taiwan, with Russia and Ukraine, with the Iranians racing to a nuclear weapon. We need to come together as a country, and you know, the sort of divisiveness that we're seeing, you know, is really unfortunate.
Is this what you were talking about? Cut 39.
He built his lie over months. Wasn't based on any facts. He was just looking for an excuse, a pretext, to cover for the truth. He's not just a former president. He's a defeated former president. Defeated by a margin of over 7 million of your votes in a full and free and fair election.
Is that the tone you were hoping for?
Well, listen, I think what people had hoped for, many people had hoped for with President Biden is that it would be the old Scranton Joe, a moderate Democrat who would bring the country together. And, you know, unfortunately, the tone of the administration, but especially the tone coming out of Congress on the left has been very, very divisive over the past year. And again, I hope the country comes together and that we face the massive challenges that are confronting America, especially the existential threat from the Communist Party of China, which is trying to sow this division in our country. And we need folks that are going to bring the country together at this point.
Ken Hastert come out yesterday and say, you know, if the president runs again, I'll support him. Would Robert O'Brien be there too if President Trump runs again?
Well, I've said that from the start, that if the president runs again, that I'll certainly endorse him on day one. I was privileged to serve as his national security advisor. And when you look back, I mean, folks may have concerns about, how the president tweeted and that sort of thing. But what I tell people is that take a look at what the president did, especially in foreign policy, the Abraham Accords. We brought peace to the Middle East for the first time in 40 years. We fulfilled a campaign promise that Republicans and Democrats have been making for years, to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and recognize the eternal capital of the State of Israel. We brought economic normalization to Serbia and Kosovo. We brought, you know, 55 American hostages and wrongful detainees all over the world.
No, I hear you.
Afghanistan,
so you're
Yemen,
in.
Iraq home.
Robert, when
you look at what the president did, we stood up to the Chinese for the first time in 50 years. So it's a pretty impressive record of accomplishment just on the foreign policy front, not to mention the low inflation, the low energy prices, the booming economy. So I think there's an appetite for certainly, if the president decides to run the Trump agenda, but certainly a conservative agenda, peace through strength to bring America back.
Leslie, the biggest failure that I can remember maybe in American history is the exit from Afghanistan. People say, well, he just took Donald Trump's plan and implemented it. What does Robert O'Brien say about that?
Well, what I can say is that on January 20th of 2021, when we left office, there were 2,500 American troops in Afghanistan. More importantly, there were 5,000, or as importantly, there were 5,000 NATO troops, 2-to-1 NATO troops to American troops, which the president negotiated to make sure that our European allies were sharing the burden of Afghanistan. Afghanistan was the security situation was under control. We were conducting counterterrorism operations across the country, and Kabul was and our people and our allies were generally safe. And that situation changed dramatically. We left Americans behind. We left Afghan allies behind.
Would you have done the same thing though? You want to get out sooner.
No, we wanted to get out, but we wanted to get out after there was a negotiated agreement between the government and the Taliban, the transition government. And if we would have gotten out under any circumstances, American civilians would have gotten out safely. All of our equipment would have been taken out safely, and only then would the military have left. I mean, that was the plan. I mean, can you imagine what the Ukrainians would do with the $80 billion of military equipment
Amazing.
That we left behind for the
it
Taliban?
It would have been easy. Just
can
to
you imagine if we moved that equipment to Ukraine and to
Robert O'Brien, one of the most respected people from the Trump years. Thanks so much.
My virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
As we start this new year, there's a lot of uncertainty. But instead of starting this year wringing our hands, let's make a commitment to start this year with a new dedication to our own personal prayer life. I'm O.S. Hawkins, and I wrote the book, The Prayer Code, because I truly believe prayer changes things. But mainly, prayer changes us. Look for The Prayer Code everywhere books are sold.
Sponsored by Thomas Nelson Publishing, a division of HarperCollins.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Wrongly accused and wrongly imprisoned, Cardinal George Pell, the highest-ranking clergyman in the Catholic Church to be convicted of child abuse, opens up about spending 13 months behind bars for something he didn't do. Pell was accused of molesting two choir boys in 1996 while serving as the Archbishop of Melbourne, Australia. He was sentenced to 6 years, but after serving just over a year of that, Australia's Supreme Court acquitted him of all charges by a unanimous vote. Pell has forgiven his accusers, forgiven the prosecutors, even forgiven mainstream media for vilifying him in the court of public opinion. His prison journals are now published in 3 volumes, the latest titled The High Court Frees an Innocent Man. But during his ordeal, not many stood by him, even in the church.
Quite a number of people said, yes, it's very possible that he's not guilty, but it's appropriate, it's only right and just that the church takes a hit, that somebody from the church suffers.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Ken Badgley and Victoria Pedretti of the hit Netflix thriller You, which returns October 15th with a new season set in the suburbs.
I think being in like marriage and parenthood, they both have the responsibility to take care of others more. You know, just it's thrust on them more. I mean, ideally in a relationship, you are taking, you know, your significant other into consideration, but you're not fully thrust into it the same way when you like have a family.
While we know murder, obsession, and secrecy will follow, watching the killer couple in suburbia also has its moments.
I loved when they, I guess this isn't much of a spoiler, I mean, they show up to a birthday party really early.
And 3 seasons in, Badgley shares his way of escaping the intensity of revisiting Joe.
2 tools that I use all the time, like in my trailer and when I'm at home, and prayer and meditation is really invaluable with a very invisible task like acting and inhabiting someone like Joe.
Ashley DeBorgen, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think.
is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm just very thankful you guys continue to buy The President and the Freedom Fighter. The book is still ranked number 13 now in the New York Times list. It's now for 9 weeks, which is unbelievable. The other thing to keep in mind, too, is the number one book is the 1619 Project. So that's kind of sad. But when the New York Times has a list and they publish a book called the 1619 Project and they make it a curriculum and then they make it CRT, talk about how America was built on stolen land and it was fueled by slave labor. And that is really why we exist today, and we are inherent racist country. All things that are not true, and it's hardly the fueling and foundation of the country. It is part of our history. If you want to characterize it negatively, usually by our enemies like China, Russia, or Iran. But that's the way the author of this project characterizes America. And not only exceptional, the worst, literally the worst country, if you read her book. But you, just in case, almost every historian has blown up the quality of this book and the facts that are not in this book. But yesterday took the cake. She talked about the beginning of the Civil War in 1865, that the Union reluctantly went into it. If you don't know when the Civil War started in 1860, I'm pretty sure you shouldn't be the author of the 1619 Project that is built off the history of slavery in North America.
A bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
It took the Taliban just 1 week to regain control of Afghanistan.
Disaster unfolding very quickly. This is really an American catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
Secretary of State Blinken declaring this is manifestly not Saigon.
Afghans who helped the West now fearing for their lives.
10,000 civilian SIV applicants.
Millions more are left behind.
And then this, an act of utter despair.
That is just a little of the video, 5-minute video that goes along with the brand new with the song that you might have heard, "Blood on My Hands." After the Afghanistan pullout, embarrassed the nation, embarrassed our country, and maybe the worst military incident in the history of our country. I mean, it really makes the exit from Vietnam and Saigon look like just an afterthought compared to the idiotic, childlike way in which we left the country. That we've been trying to stand up for 20 years, that is a den of terror once again. John Andrasik not only realized that, he wrote a song about it. He's the lead singer, songwriter for Five for Fighting. The name of the song, as I mentioned, is Blood on My Hands. But before you get to the song, you see the video through the song that has now been released. It's on my Twitter feed. I'm sure you can get it everywhere now. John, welcome to the Brian. Welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Brian, it's been a long time. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you were in studio. We were on a different floor. We're down to the 15th floor, but and the show's gotten bigger, and so have you. First off, I really thank you for doing this, because too many people have forgotten what happened and the carnage left behind with Afghanistan. Why is it such a passion for you?
You know, I think, like all of us, you know, when we initially watched those images of people falling from planes and mothers handing babies over walls, we were stunned. You know, for me, kind of harkened back to 9/11, where we just saw these horrible images we couldn't imagine. But it really became personal for me. Throughout the kind of withdrawal, I was, you know, banging on my piano for just cathartic means. I had no intention of writing a song. But the day after our last soldier left, I got a call from a friend of mine, and she's one of my heroes. She does this incredible humanitarian work around the world. And she said, "Hey, I need a contact." I go, "Sure, no problem. What's going on?" And she said, "I'm organizing evacuations of American citizens from Afghanistan." And there was silence. president's on the line, and I finally said, you're telling me you're risking your life to go rescue the citizens we left behind? And she's like, oh, yes, and then there's all these allies and these people being hunted. And I couldn't believe it, Brian, and I know we're 4 months later, but I still am stunned by that. And I started writing a song that night, and it finished itself, frankly, when the president gave his extraordinary success speech. And, again, I think a lot of us were stunned by that. And I expected our generals to come out and clarify that. You know I've spent my life, you know, performing for our troops. I have great respect for our military, and I've always expected our generals to be honorable and forthright. But when Milley and Austin parroted the extraordinary success airlift narrative, and I knew that this was a political operation only, I was scared about not just Afghanistan, but the geopolitical nature of what's going forward. So I finished the song that night. I put it out, as you know, 4 months ago, and here we are 4 months later with this video.
Unbelievable that it's still happening. Today was a big story about how the special forces, the Afghan special forces that we trained, are now asking to get out because they're being targeted. These are elite forces we put millions of dollars into, and they're obviously the best of the best. It would do us good to get them out. Not only is it the right thing, it would be the smart thing. I don't know if we're even going to acknowledge this request, which is crazy. I want, if you did not hear the song Blood on My Hands, I want you to hear some of it right now. And you do, and they do. And you're sitting in front of the White House doing this, playing this, while these images of what is happening on the ground, what was happening, what is happening on the ground in Afghanistan. And it is brutal. You see people hanged. You see people tortured. You see women being beaten, obviously to death, because they're women and they want to read. So that's what we left behind. Now, I know we can't rebuild every country. I know that's not our mantra. But we also just can't pick up and leave. There was a way to do it, John. I'm astounded that we haven't figured out a way. What is your affiliation with the military? Like, how do you explain the respect they have for you and you have for them?
Again, you know, as a singer, I've always wanted to help and support our troops. And when Superman and 100 Years came out, I started getting emails from Iraq. And I learned very quickly how music can be cathartic and help their wellness, whether it's to relax before going on mission or to kind of find a piece of home. And it's interesting, Blood on My Hands has had somewhat of that effect on our veterans. After the song came out, I got thousands of emails from veterans saying, thank you for speaking our pain and our shame. I mean, of course, you know, the suicide hotline rates went crazy after we left. But I really didn't get a sense of the impact of the song until I started playing it live. And I would, you know, at the end of my tour, at the end of my shows, I'd kick off my quartet so they didn't get canceled. And I'd talk about the song and how it was a moral message, not a political one. And I'd sing it, and I'd have these veterans come up to me literally in tears. They couldn't even talk. They were so angry and ashamed that we had broken the no man left behind promise. This is not just about, you know, trying to save the world. There's a difference with Afghanistan. We promised those people we trained we would take care of them, that we would protect them, that we promised those SIV holders. And SIV is a promise. We did not only break our promise to American citizens, we broke our promise to brothers and sisters in arms. And that had our veterans suicidal in some cases, still to this day. And I'm glad you brought up the special forces, because I literally am on a signal chain every day, and I embedded with many of these groups like Project X's Relief and Pineapple. And this is not just a humanitarian issue. It's a national defense one, because those special force operators that you're talking about, those tens of thousands of Afghans that we trained, that are badass warriors, they have two choices: get out or join the Taliban. And we have to go back. And if we don't get them out, and it has to be policy, because the State Department is undercutting every effort of our private hero organizations. If we don't have policy from Congress to get them out, we will be fighting them with our 19, 20-year-olds in the near future. So it's a national security issue, not just a humanitarian one.
No question. So today, ironically, I talked to Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Schiller, who sacrificed his career, went to jail, lost his family, lost his $2 million pension because he stood up and couldn't believe, even though he fought for 17 years with an impeccable record and multiple medals of honor and valor, he could not believe his general officers were not taking the paying the price ahead of time and afterwards with their careers and putting their stars on the line after this embarrassing evacuation from this country, abandonment. Here's a little of my interview and what he's calling for. Cut 31.
So the general officers that advised the president should have advised better. The president, basically based on force restraints, said, no, here's the resources and restrictions that you're going to have. So the generals failed to advise on the appropriate plan. At that point, in my opinion, the general had an option to resign. The general chose not to resign. So when the general failed to advise a appropriate plan, and then the general refused to resign, at that point, he's responsible. He doesn't, after the fact, get to go back and say, well, no, I offered him other plans and he told me this is what we were doing. The military general's responsibility is to advise on military policy, and they can do that in an artful way. Where we're failing at wars is at the operational and strategic level.
And he went on to say this, cut 32.
Most Americans don't understand how the different agencies divide up the globe, and Milley has a lot of contempt and discontent towards him right now, justifiably, because of the things he's done. But that's just not the way it works. CENTCOM Combatant Command are the people that should have developed the military plan. General McKenzie works directly for the SECDEF. He doesn't have to ask the chairman of Joint Chiefs on how to build a military plan. And most people just don't fundamentally understand that. So in terms of the Afghanistan withdrawal, General Milley is not even a player. It is General McKenzie to the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, to the president. And there is no one. I mean, General McKenzie was there from President Trump to President Biden. It was 100% his responsibility to have a better plan.
And he still got a job. And then he killed, in response to the 13 dead, he killed seven innocent people. How does Schiller go to jail for saying exactly what you're singing about? And these other guys still have jobs and pensions.
You know, I retweeted your interview because people ask me, how come I go after the generals in the video more than Biden? And certainly it's the president's call. But I'll take it to another level. Yeah, I was laughing when Tom Cotton asked General Milley why he didn't resign, and Milley said, because it would have been a political act. His whole career has been a political act. The fact is this, if he did in that meeting say, Mr. President, we need to keep troops there. We cannot abandon Bagram. Or when the debacle happened, we need to extend the deadline. And the president said, no, I'm going my way. There was one honorable option, and that was to resign or threaten to resign. Because, Brian, we know from the beginning this whole thing has been a political operation. It's about having a speech on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 that we're out of Afghanistan. It's all political. And if those political hacks in the White House would have known that, okay, if we go this way, we're going to have resignations of General Austin, General Milley. I think it may have changed their dynamic. I think they may have made different decisions. So we may not be here if those generals had done the honorable thing. And this is not just some songwriter talking. This is virtually every veteran that I've spoken to. Scott Mann, go down the list. And to your final point, there's zero accountability. The troops say to me, you know, if I'm a trigger man and I make a mistake, I get blamed for it, whether it's my fault or not. Milley, Austin, they're going to get big keynotes. They're going to get big pensions. Zero accountability. And what does that portray for China, Ukraine, Iran? There's a reason at the end of my video, there's a little blip of Chinese planes that you don't see. The scariest thing in my video is something you don't see. It's Chinese planes flying over Taiwan. And I think we're very close to that, and that really scares me.
Yeah, what scares me is people don't realize how they're connected. John Andrasik, the singer-songwriter of Fire for Fighting, go download his – how do we download this video that came out on Monday with the song that you had written already, Blood on My Hands?
The best way to see the video is just go to YouTube, put in Blood on My Hands, White House. The song's also on Spotify. And Brian, thank you for carrying the flag in Afghanistan. It's really important that folks don't forget, because the media has turned the page. There's a reason I wrote a line, I can't hear her scream if she's not on TV, but you're carrying the flag, and I salute you for that.
I hear you. Thanks. The least I could do, John. Same thing. It's just frustrating. And we didn't fight. Can you imagine how they feel that they put on the face paint and wear the camouflage? Unbelievable. John, I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
All right. You got it. Here's a little of the song as we go to break. You are, you know what? Let's not even, we'll do it at the end of the show. We'll put it on again because I want you to download it. Go to YouTube and check out this video. I know you've seen a lot of video of the evacuation in Afghanistan, but not the montage that John put together. You have never seen anything like this. But basically, it's real. So real, I probably couldn't air the whole thing on television. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that helps support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
As we start this new year, there's a lot of uncertainty. But instead of starting this year wringing our hands, let's make a commitment to start this year with a new dedication to our own personal prayer life. I'm O.S. Hawkins, and I wrote the book, The Prayer Code, because I truly believe prayer changes things. But mainly, prayer changes us. Look for The Prayer Code everywhere books are sold.
Sponsored by Thomas Nelson Publishing, a division of HarperCollins.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. When you think about Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue, you probably think of wild parties, lots of leather, big hair, drugs and debauchery that nearly took his life, as he himself details in his best-selling books. Now the 20-year sober, flame-throwing bass player is turning a new page, showing a softer side as he and his wife, Courtney, work on a new children's book. Sixx telling The Aquarian in a recent interview that the book is about a little girl who goes to different countries in her imagination, traveling to Africa, England, and Japan, learning about their food, language, and culture. Sixx adding that the little girl also goes to Wyoming, where he currently lives, to learn about horses, too. He said he knows people still think of him as a hellraiser, but he hopes his new book will help kids learn about and embrace diversity. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Alex Boylan of the new series on Amazon's IMDb TV, The College Tour. The series offers high school students the opportunity to check out colleges and universities around the country from the comfort of their own home.
Every school is so different down to the people, the culture, you know, the location. And so we just try to bring all that into a story that people can absorb.
The show aims to help families cut down the cost of visiting colleges in person.
The financial outlay for the average family to go outside of their state or outside, it's like $2,500, a lot of money for them to go and like check out a new school. And so we feel like this series is allowing, whether it's the students to watch it on their phone or parents to sit back and watch it on their television screens, tour the country, right?
The College Tour Season 2 is streaming now on IMDb TV and is available on the College Tour app and website. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
We'll be right back.
Brian Kilmeade.
What do you think of one of the 50 voters coming out and saying yesterday, quote, "I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization and your fan base the way he did and be the MVP. I think he's a bad guy, and I don't think a bad guy can be the MVP at the same time."
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments. But, and I listened to the comments, but to say he had his mind made up in the summertime, in the off season, that, you know, I had zero chance of winning MVP, in my opinion, should exclude future votes. His problem isn't with me being a bad guy or the biggest jerk in the league. Because he doesn't know me. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know anything about me.
He really believes that it's about his stance on the vaccine because he's not vaccinated. Most valuable unvaccinated player. So we'll talk more about that. But I'm just looking at my watch now. It's time to find out if I need to know more.
More to know.
So the Packers superstar is more likely going to be the MVP, him or Tom Brady. It turned the sports writers get a vote on this, which is debatable, too. It's worth talking about. But this guy, Hub R. Cush, he's a Chicago media member, came out and said what he says. He says, "I don't think the biggest jerk in the league," meaning Aaron Rodgers, "who punishes the team and his organization and the fan base, should be the MVP." That's unbelievable. That has nothing to do with football. The biggest jerk in the league, what did he do wrong? By saying he's immunized because he did some certain things that has nothing to do with him. He's getting involved in politics, and I don't think sports writers should be voting for this, period.
This is where you have to have total blinders on. It's supposed to be how you perform on the field, how you perform in the clutch, how you elevate your team's play, and he has done that every single year. You could say right. Brady's better, but he's still an MVP, a multiple-time MVP.
Yeah, especially the way the year started off with a brutal loss, and then he ends up rallying and having the best year of his career while saying it's probably his last year, last season in Green Bay, but we will see. They are the number one seed. They got a week off. He basically has a walk. He plays the Lions this week. Gets a chance to heal that broken toe. Next, the Washington football team may have accidentally revealed their new name. Get this. They're going to be, evidently on Monday, the CBS Sports reported that a website is called WashingtonAdmirals.com redirected to the WFT, meaning Washington football team, official website, WashingtonFootball.com. So could this be it? We heard other finalists were Armada, Presidents, Red Hogs.
Well, apparently there's also a glimpse of the uniform they released, and it has four stars around the collar, which would indicate Admiral.
Yeah, and by the way, the former coach, John Gruden's brother, who is Jay Gruden, said that they never should have changed the name, and almost everybody he talks to said they should still be the Redskins. I like the Admirals. Next. Antonio Brown is finally addressing the bizarre incident that ended his Bucs career, claiming the team gave him a powerful, sometimes dangerous painkiller, also forced him to play despite knowing that he had a serious ankle injury, that he went and saw a doctor and that shows he is injured, and it's not that he refused to go in, he refused to because it hurt too much for him to go in. He said, "I played until it was clear that I could not use my ankle to safely perform my playing responsibilities." The problem is, we watch him strip, take off his uniform and his shirt, and dance around the end zone. Now, it's not exactly running a button hook at full speed against the best athletes in the world, but it doesn't look like his ankle was hurting.
He was not limping during that sequence. Everybody that was there that called that game, they said it was the most bizarre thing they ever saw.
But he was injured. He said Bucs coach Bruce Arians claimed he never discussed an ankle injury with Antonio, but it is known that he was playing, according to Jen Hale, who I talked to today, talked to before the game, that he was playing with an ankle injury.
Yeah, so he was playing. So I guess it could have gotten to the point. So let me ask you, as a head coach, there's always the old rule, you know, get out there, play when it hurts. But if the player says he can't do it, do you want a player that is not mentally ready?
No, you can't put him in, especially today's day and age. Next, an author facing backlash for a book claiming that Kyle Rittenhouse, killed two black men while raging a race war. The problem is they were white, and it's University of California, UCLA professor Kara Cooney. She faces that backlash. In a book, Cooney asks readers to consider 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who uses a semi-automatic weapon to kill two black men in Kenosha while waging a glorious race war. I don't think any of that's true. In fact, I know it's not. Sue. Meanwhile, this song is Blood on My Hands. Go to YouTube, watch this video, and understand why we should never forget what happened in Afghanistan. John Ondrasik is the lead singer.
Never mind.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-722-4547. 800-722-4547. 800-722-4547. That's 800-722-4547.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Democrat leaders, including the current president and a former president, gathered in Las Vegas Saturday for a memorial for the late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Personal friend Carole King performed. Former President Obama delivered the eulogy, remembering how Reid was a man who got things done, like helping to pass the Affordable Care Act.
Being tough, being a fighter, was one of Harry's singular characteristics.
President Biden spoke of Reid's legacy.
Harry Reid will be considered one of the greatest Senate majority leaders in history.
Reid's granddaughter, Ella Joy, was one of several family members who lovingly remembered him.
We are grateful that Poppy is at rest and he is no longer in pain.
He died in December at home in Nevada at 82 from pancreatic cancer. I'm Julie Walker.
UK government advisors have recommended against giving a fourth dose of COVID vaccine to nursing home residents and people over the age of 80 because data has shown them that a third shot offers lasting protection against admission to the hospital. Meanwhile, British Health Secretary Sajid Javid says the number of hospitalizations for COVID in the UK has more than doubled in the past 2 weeks, with record numbers of hospital staff absent.
We are still seeing rising hospitalizations, particularly with the case rate rising in older age groups. That is of concern. And I think we have to be honest, and when we look at the NHS, it will be a rocky few weeks ahead.
The UK Health Security Agency says for people over 65, protection against hospitalization remains at about 90% 3 months after the third dose. Negotiations continued behind closed doors in Chicago as city officials and union leaders continued their heated debate over COVID precautions at the center of class cancellations last week. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A former anti-terror chief has been arrested over protests in Kazakhstan. For the latest on this overseas story, we turn to Charles de Ledesma for this report.
Karim Asimov, the former head of the Counterintelligence and Anti-Terror Agency, has been detained on charges of attempted government overthrow in the wake of violent protests that the president of Kazakhstan has blamed on foreign-backed terrorists. The authorities say security forces have killed over 20 demonstrators in this week's unrest, and close to the same amount of law enforcement officers have died too. The Interior Ministry says more than 4,400 people have been arrested. The protests in the Central Asian nation are the most widespread since independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Check out more breaking news. Read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. The University of Pittsburgh is asking students to shelter in place in their residence halls when they arrive on campus for the next term, because of an increase in coronavirus cases.
The bizarre order calls for students living on and off campus to shelter in place for at least 5 days after arriving. The announcement, which takes effect Saturday, instructs students to limit close contacts, interact virtually, and encourages students to use technology to interact with friends. Other American colleges and universities are also imposing their own shelter-in-place guideline for students. Patrick Frost reporting.
Dogs are being enlisted in the war against the coronavirus. In Massachusetts, for example, two canines have been trained to detect an odor that's distinct to people who are sick with COVID. The dogs have been visiting school districts. One official hopes that the presence of the dogs will help students and parents see the system is doing what it can to reduce the risk. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every time.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, and thanks for being with us all week long. Of course, in the Northeast, you're dealing with, on top of everything else you're dealing with this pandemic, you're dealing with some weather issues. Washington was dealing with it a little bit earlier. Now, Boston, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey. But we can handle it. Nothing too big for us. Jeanette Neshwat will be joining us in 10 minutes. And then we're going to have Jonathan Turley. Among the things we'll talk to Jonathan Turley about is that big mandate case the Supreme Court is taking up in an emergency fashion today, hearing arguments on both sides. Do you have a right to mandate a vaccine to private businesses? We'll get into the nuances of that argument as well as January 6th. January 6th, was it a riot? Was it an insurrection? Should these people be jailed for life because they walked into the Capitol? Whether they were, what they were guilty of, we're not sure because a lot of them have not been charged. Jonathan Turley on that. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Would these policies give criminals a green light?
No. I mean, I guess it depends upon your definition of criminal. And for all too long, we're kind of dealt with this othering of, you know, anyone we put in jail is a criminal.
Crime crisis. Murderers hit records, and new DAs are wrecking any chance of bringing law and order back to our streets. Is there hope for change without a recall or an election?
Number two.
Certain dates echo throughout history. December 7th, 1941, September 11th, 2001, and January 6th, 2021.
Are you kidding? What? Predictable. Marking a horrible day in our history, January 6th, morphed into an anti-Republican, anti-Trump festival of verbal barbs and hyperbolic speeches. And remarks like that, the vice president takes the cake, equaling the day to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor.
Number one. But is it time for a new approach is the question. I mean, this administration came in promising to get things on track. Here we are a year later. We're in the fourth wave. There aren't enough tests, nearly enough.
I think it's important for us to see in this moment, we're still, it is extremely frustrating. There's no question for all of us.
Oh, new approach. That's what Joe Biden's medical experts, many aligned with Democrats as well, are calling for when it comes to fighting this pandemic. As we currently are battling it out with school closures, vax mandates, and flabbergasted with the inexplicable, unacceptable fact that we don't have enough tests. And he just signed the invoice that gives, we already gave him the money, 500 million tests are going to be mailed out to people through our post office. Fine. The same post office who are mandating get vaccinated, many of which are going, forget it, I'm outdoors anyway, I'm not doing it. So they're fired. So good luck with that. Fire everybody, then ask them to deliver things. Not going to work. Do the same thing with our military. Fantastic. More people out of the Navy, more people out of the Marines. Finally, the Navy SEALs are fighting back legally, and they got to stay. So when it comes to this coronavirus, I was stunned by this. Six prominent health experts who advised President Biden's transition team has called for an entirely new domestic coronavirus strategy. Listen, it's not me. It's not you. It's not that doctor you like listening to. These are Joe Biden's experts that guided his terrible policy that he was going to kill the virus, not the economy. He killed the economy. The virus is anything but killed, even though he declared it dead in July. We know people make mistakes, but he never admits it. People make mistakes, but he never admits they didn't order tests that were sitting on his desk. Fill out an invoice. Do you have anybody on staff there? He's got his own pandemic unit. So in a shift, he's preparing Americans now to do something and play back the tape I've been talking about from day one. We got to learn to live with this. I didn't even want to do the 2 weeks to slow the spread. It made no sense to me. Of course, I've never lived in a pandemic. None of us did. No one was around in 1918. So you could read about it. But I thought, you know, with all our advances, we're really going to hide? We're going to leave our gyms, leave our restaurants, leave our workplace, leave the schools? Yeah, we all did. And it did nothing. We kept people indoors. We actually would fine people for walking outdoors on the beach and then sitting too close to each other on their blankets. So now in a shift, the COVID-19 cases climb with the Omicron variant. Americans are going to have to learn to accept the virus, these people say, in a break from a year ago when he took office with a pledge to rein in the pandemic. And months later, the nation was closer than ever to declaring our independence in a deadly virus. Remember? Well, Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, Osterholm, Cecilia Grounder, David Michaels, Rick Bright, Luciano Borborio offered various suggestions. I'll just go through some of them because I do have Dr. Neshwat, who has her own interesting column that came out on this. COVID vaccinations, nor infections appear to confer lifelong immunity. How about not even a year, by the way? That's my commentary. Current vaccines do not offer sterilizing immunity against this virus. Infectious diseases cannot be eradicated when there is a limited long-term immunity, which we're experiencing right now. Those are my words. So what are you going to do? They're going to do this. Advisors say that their vast new investments are needed, such as real-time opt-out digital surveillance system. Don't count me in on that. 2 years into the pandemic, the U.S. is still looking for reliant data. We have to depend on the U.K. and Israel. Why are we still doing that? Why are we not getting our own data? Anthony Fauci should get the hell off television and start compiling data and put together a team that would work for him. In 81 years, he has a few contacts. Why are we always citing Israel? In another article, the advisors call on the federal government to help phase in a new vaccine that targets specific variants, a step the vaccine makers have explored. So we got Omicron. Instead of saying get everybody a generic booster, you get everyone a designer for Omicron. I don't know if that's even possible. I don't really want to be a pincushion for everybody's vaccine booster. Oh, we got Omicron. I got to go down the block to NYU and get my booster. Oh, we have a different one? Oh, it's Delta? I got to get my Delta. And then what comes after? Oh, who knows? We got to get that one. Are you going to do that? And do you really think your body's not going to react in a way that maybe will compensate on its own, or the virus won't do in a way to try to get around what they think is something blocking them from living? So we know one thing for sure. This virus has a mind of its own, right? So we're dealing with school closures. We're dealing with mandates. We're people getting fired. Here's Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, and he's talking about this pandemic and living with it. He did it with Laura last night, Cut 9.
We've tried for 2 years fruitlessly to basically contain and stop the virus, maybe even try to get it to zero. It was clear from very early on that that was going to be a failed policy. And frankly, I'm glad to see them join our side to some extent, because we realistically don't have a choice. This pandemic ends. It's a political decision when this pandemic ends. And I think finally people are starting to realize you can't stop the virus from spreading. You can protect vulnerable people. You can use vaccines and early treatment and other mechanisms to protect people should they get COVID. But you cannot get rid of the virus.
Okay. He goes on to say that there's no evidence to support these continuing boosters. I was thinking about getting it. I'm not getting it now. No way. Done. I'm done. Cut 8.
There's no clinical evidence to support the continuing boosters over and over again. There was barely enough clinical evidence, I believe, for a third shot for certain groups of people, but certainly not universal boostering, and certainly not for fourth, fifth boosters. I think the problem is they're still thinking about using the vaccine to get rid of the disease. Well, we've seen the vaccine does not stop the disease from spreading. The vaccine can protect against severe disease, and that's a really good thing, but it is not useful for getting the virus down to zero.
All right. We're all coming together on this now, living with it. They don't ever acknowledge it, but they are. Real quick, on January 6th, a year ago, a rally turned into a riot in our Capitol building. Some people just walking through got caught up in it. Those idiots that walked around with Confederate flags and Trump flags and replaced them, the American flag with the Trump flag. I don't really think you should spend the rest of your life in jail, but you made a stupid mistake. Dumb move, all right? But it is not September 11th, and it is not the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor. Here's Kamala Harris. Cut 10.
Certain dates echo throughout history. Dates that occupy not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th, 2021.
And then, I just sat there, is this real? Is someone trying to destroy your career? I mean, she just sat there, read this stiff, and then in came the president with his look like a political speech, and you'll hear some of that. He came in and basically took on Donald Trump and tried to diminish Donald Trump. They're trying to make Donald Trump unelectable. They cannot believe a year Donald Trump is still viable and in some polls still beating Joe Biden head-to-head, or beating for the first time head-to-head. Because he got more votes than anybody else in Republican history. No other Republican got as many votes as him. They don't want to bring that up. But here is Jim Jordan on the ridiculous comparison on January 6th, cut 19.
The vice president of the United States says this is January 6th was the equivalent to Pearl Harbor, was the equivalent to 9/11. Tell that to the granddaughter whose grandfather gave his life on D-Day. Tell that to the son whose dad was one of the firefighters who went into the tower on 9/11. Or frankly, tell that to Max Sobieck's family. Max Sobieck, one of the 13 people from our district, one of the 13 people who gave his life for our country this summer. Go tell that to them. This is from the same lady who was raising money to bail people out of jail who attacked law enforcement in the summer of 2020. Go tell that to those individuals. That's how ridiculous and out of touch the Democrats,
are. Obviously, I want your opinion. 1-866-408-7669. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa, who deals with these COVID patients every day, unlike Anthony Fauci and most of the people you hear from on television, she's going to be joining us now on where she thinks we are and where we should go from here. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
As we start this new year, there's a lot of uncertainty. But instead of starting this year wringing our hands, let's make a commitment to start this year with a new dedication to our own personal prayer life. I'm O.S. Hawkins, and I wrote the book, The Prayer Code, because I truly believe prayer changes things. But mainly, prayer changes us. Look for The Prayer Code everywhere books are sold.
Sponsored by Thomas Nelson Publishing, a division of HarperCollins.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Some good Samaritans who helped carry a runner across the finish line in the New York City Marathon makes today's Dean's List. The video shows a man in a black tank top that appears to stumble after nearly completing the incredibly difficult 26.2 mile race. All of a sudden, two men each grabbed the arm of the runner and lifted him up as they all walked towards the finish line. This while many others ran around them. Meanwhile, another man in the video walks behind to make sure the runner doesn't fall back. You can hear in the background the crowd roaring with excitement as the strangers helped each other finish the race. Social media loved the moment with comments like, "I was there. We saw this and cried. It was extraordinary." The New York City Marathon celebrated its 50th anniversary, drawing over 30,000 athletes from across the world. Congratulations to everyone who ran the race and to the strangers who went out of their way to help. You made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with the Fox Movie Profile, and look at new movies streaming this week with Fandango's Eric Davis. On Apple TV Plus, Tom Hanks leads a sci-fi post-apocalyptic film with a couple of cool co-stars. So tell me about Finch.
Tom Hanks, a dog, and a robot. You really, what else do you need to know there? You are a fan of Tom Hanks' Castaway. This is probably the closest film to that one. Tom Hanks stars as a man who is living in a post-apocalyptic Earth. He creates this robot, and then he befriends a dog, and the three of them go on an adventure together.
Amazon Prime adds The Electrical Life of Lewis Wayne.
So this is a biopic on Lewis Wayne. He was an artist. He was an inventor, an entrepreneur. A lot of people know him for his cat drawings. He made these very eclectic cat drawings that was inspired by his wife, who was sick at the time, and he was drawing these cats for her.
Ashley DeVore, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, zero G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Six former members of Biden's health advisory board have urged the administration in a series of op-eds to scrap their pandemic strategy and embrace this new normal of living with endemic COVID. The doctors calling out the administration's previous claims about making progress on the pandemic premature and also urging humility.
Yeah, what about humility? You don't know what you're doing. Nobody does, for sure. We're trying to figure out on the fly, but all we hear about is the horrible people called the unvaccinated. Well, somebody who doesn't have the time to get involved with the rhetoric or the politics because she's treating patients with this on a daily basis and more, Dr. Jeanette Neshawat, Fox News contributor, family and emergency medical doctor. Dr. Neshawat, it's always great to talk to you, but in a time in which there's so much cloudy information, you came out with four things we should be doing right now, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I think the most important thing that we should putting our energy and focus in right now is making sure our kids are in the classroom, making sure that we don't have school shutdowns, school closures. That's number one. And then the second most important thing is, why aren't we using the DPA to ramp up testing and therapeutics, the antivirals, the monoclonal antibodies that we need that are life-saving, like sotrovimab? We know that works against Omicron. Why aren't we working hard to increase the supply of those medications? And then, of course, I think it's important to understand that testing is not the only, tool that we have. In my opinion, having excellent ventilation and good air filtration systems, for example, in schools, might be even more beneficial than them wearing a mask or, even being vaccinated. Of course, the combination of all three is best, but we know that you can still pick up COVID even if you're vaccinated, but your symptoms will be much, much less severe. So I think that's important. And then also I think it's important to continue to test and trial other medications like fluvoxamine, like colchicine. Some doctors have used ivermectin. There's what's called the Together trial, where we use pre-existing medications that we've used for many, many years, and we test to see if some of the properties of those medications can be useful in treating COVID, not just the pills from Merck and Pfizer.
All right, a couple of things. Why do you think the government has collected and denied states the monoclonal antibodies?
Well, at first they believed that Eli Lilly and Regeneron was not working against Omicron because, Omicron, only the sotrovimab is the one by Glasgow Smith Kline. So they yanked it for that reason, but, they should still increase the production of the other. And even if you might get 20%, 30%. Relief of symptoms with the ones that supposedly don't work, it's worth giving it a try, especially if someone is really, really ill. But in my opinion, there's no reason to withhold if it exists and if it's just sitting there on a shelf. Let us doctors use what we have. Let us try to keep our patients healthy and alive. So there's really no reason for withholding or, not dispensing or increasing the supply of the other ones.
Yeah, so a couple of things. Now with 500 million tests are going to start going to people's houses by the end of January. Are those now we're going to trust people to do their tests themselves the right way, maybe register online first. What do you think everyone testing is going to do?
Well, it's nice to have it. First of all, 500,000, that's nothing. We'll be done with that in a week. What I'm seeing is people will take these home tests. If they test positive, then they need confirmation. Their job or their employer needs a note or a letter. So they'll still come in to see a doctor or to go to a testing site just to confirm or just to get, documentation that they have it so that they can quarantine and be paid for it. It's nice to know if you have it, obviously, so you could stay home and get well and get better. But you're right. If you're not doing it properly, if you're not collecting enough mucus in your nostrils, you could get a false negative. And then we have the people that are doing it and do test positive, but it's not reported. So we really don't know exactly how many cases we have daily. But it's nice to have, but it's nowhere near enough. And that's enough to maybe get us through a couple of days. We have, 330 million Americans in this country?
Well,
and if they need,
Although they said 500 million, but so everyone's got to get one to their house in theory. So if they do, so what? So you get it and you test, and then what? Right now they say if you test positive with Omicron, it's 5 days, and you don't need a test to release.
Right.
And if you do, if you get a rapid, they want you to take a rapid test, because there's remnants of the PCR test that'll be in your system will always have you testing positive. But they say the rapid test, you need more than one rapid test, almost the best of three, the way we decide the first round of hockey playoffs, correct?
Yeah, so the thing is, if you're early in your disease, if you have COVID and it's real, real early, yeah, it takes time for the viral load to build up. But I would say most of my patients, Brian, if they have symptoms and they have runny nose and fever and you know all the symptoms of COVID, the tests are pretty good. You know, they're around 80-90%. But if you have no, if you were just exposed and you have no symptoms, yeah, it may not pick up for a few days, for a week. But overall, I think they are useful. And I like the fact that the quarantine was reduced to 5 days. And I like the fact that you don't have to, you're not required to get testing again after 5 days. But just use common sense. If you're still sick, stay home, heal, get well, take some zinc and vitamin C and drink some hot tea. No need for you to go out into the workforce if you're sick. You know, let your body heal. But I like the fact that it's not required that you have to have a repeat test after 5 days. It's nice to know and good to know so you don't spread to others. Yes, but that's why they say wear your mask after 5 days, even if you have no symptoms, just for 5 more days, just for safety.
But cloth masks don't work.
Yes, apparently the cloth masks don't work. The better masks are the KN95s, which are a little bit thicker. Some people like to double up on the surgical mask. I see that. That can be helpful. And then, of course, the N95. But it's not practical.
It isn't. And you're outdoors. You're never going to get it outdoors. Yeah, you should not be walking to the beach alone with a mask on.
Right.
Dr. Neshawat, four important points. It's online on foxnews.com. Thank you, Doctor. Always great to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Brian. Have a good one.
All right. Jonathan Turley, on the chances of these mandates being ruled unconstitutional, next.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition-free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We know that more than 60% of businesses on their own accord have implemented vaccine requirements or testing requirements. They've all implemented it in different ways. Our objective here is to not punish, but to protect people, to save more lives, to make people feel more safe and comfortable in the workplace. And as a part of the process, there is a process of consulting with individuals who are not yet vaccinated, and there's not a cliff. That is not the intention here, and that is the same in terms of how it would be applied.
But it's going to be applied oppressively. People will be fired if you don't get your own way. And that's just not the way to run a country. I know we're in the middle of a pandemic. I'm never comfortable with that, and what makes it worse is that Joe Biden wasn't comfortable with that. Anthony Fauci wasn't comfortable for that. But it didn't stop him from implementing it because they say we're too thick-skulled to just all get vaccinated, even though 71% of the population over 12 is fully vaccinated, which is amazing. Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University, joins us now and knows this thing is being argued in an emergency session of the Supreme Court today. Jonathan, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan, how do you think this will go? These are two separate cases, right?
They are. They both raise, obviously, a very similar question, which is whether the Biden administration has the authority to implement a national mandate of this kind. The interesting aspect is that the lead witness for those challenging the mandate happens to be Chief of Staff Ron Klain. He retweeted a statement that this was the workaround that they've been looking for to get around the constitutional limitations. It was a remarkably moronic thing for him to post. He has a history of that. And it was cited by the lower courts. They said, you know, we don't do workarounds. You know, either you have the authority or you don't. And so this is going to raise very significant questions of the limits of executive power. But there's also an underlying issue here, which deals with a thing called the Chevron Doctrine. And that is this doctrine created by the Supreme Court that gives a huge amount of deference to federal agencies. Various members of the court, particularly Gorsuch, have been critics of the Chevron Doctrine. I'm also a critic of the doctrine. And these cases raise that issue. This could be a very costly fight for the Biden administration. They could not only lose the national mandates they've created, but because they overreached, they could weaken the Chevron Doctrine.
Wow. Jonathan, people look locally and they see what these mayors have done and just said, okay, if you guys in the medical profession, if you don't get vaccinated, you're fired. And they fired them. You guys in the police department, if you don't get vaccinated, you're fired without pay until you decide to get vaccinated. And they've done it. And they've survived challenges. Why did they survive the challenges locally? And why do so many people believe that the president won't survive this nationally?
That's because the unfortunate aspect for those litigants is the very reason why the Biden administration is up against it in front of the Supreme Court. Most of those individuals are contesting local rules, state rules. That's where public health largely resides in the Constitution. The Constitution leaves it to the states to protect public health and welfare. So when they issue these types of rules, they're given a huge amount of deference. They're acting within their traditional role. You could disagree with them, but they're acting within that role. The federal government has not been given that authority. Even these statutes don't clearly give them this authority. So for people challenging the mandates, they're up against it. That because the CDC has said that we think this does protect workers, states and private businesses have a lot of legal support for saying we want to follow the CDC guidelines.
So in terms of performance and who's arguing these cases, what role would that play? I mean, if you go out there and present a stronger case than the other guy, even though fundamentally these Supreme Court justices, if you look at their track record, you do have an idea of how they feel about this.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. You know, the justices are consistent. While people often say, oh, my gosh, those six conservatives are ideologues because they always vote the same way, they ignore that there are three justices on the other end that show the same consistency. And that's because they have a sense of their own jurisprudence. You want them to be consistent. So in a case like this, it's unlikely that the oral argument is going to change a lot of views. The biggest risk is a misstep, like a Ron Klain misstep. Klain put the administration in a perfectly horrible position. I mean, I would be surprised if one of these justices raised this and says, well, is this all your part of your workaround that Mr. Klain talks about? You know, so you could have a misstep where someone gives a concession.
Right.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Here's Jen Psaki talking about these mandates. And, you know, we're asking postal workers to deliver 500 million tests while at the same time firing the ones that aren't vaccinated. Cut five.
I would say, just to remind everybody, more than two months ago, OSHA issued an emergency temporary standard to protect workers from the spread of coronavirus on the job, everywhere, companies, including the Postal Service. So we will let OSHA speak to any response to the letter. But again, I just wanted to remind people that when it was issued, it was made clear that the Postal Service could be compliant and had the ability to do that and still conduct their jobs.
Well, everyone's going to be shorthanded, including our military, because of these mandates that that's not being effectively challenged, right?
That's right. And once again, there's some of these areas where the government has almost unbridled authority and is establishing the rules for their own workforce. Where they tend to get into difficulty is the failure to grant religious exemptions or those types of challenges. But the courts really are still groping on the edges here. I mean, one of the big questions that the courts haven't really answered is the logic of requiring vaccination with someone who has natural immunities because they've already had the virus. The CDC still wants you to have the vaccine, but courts really haven't gotten into the actual science on this and whether that's arbitrary and capricious to demand a vaccine above natural immunity.
Do you know anything about the Navy SEAL case that got stayed that said you're out unless you get vaccinated? The Navy SEAL sued, and now I think 40-plus are wondering what's going to happen. What do you know about that case?
Yeah, quite frankly, Brian, I was surprised by that decision because this is an area of huge deference to the government. You're talking about military order and discipline. Courts tend to avoid second-guessing these types of restrictions. I'm skeptical that they can prevail in the long run through the appellate process. It was a major win, but I haven't seen any published rationale for the court. But the court clearly believed that the merits were on their side. For preliminary injunctions, the courts really are locked into a very tough standard. They have to say that you are likely to prevail on the merits. So when you grant an injunction, it's an indication that you think that ultimately this party will win.
Yesterday on January 6th, I know you wrote about this, and your column talks about this is more about desecration than it is insurrection. Why make that dissemination? What do you want people to get from that?
Well, I actually just posted another column on this because this morning on the blog because there was a recent poll done by CBS, which was frankly quite surprising in that when it asked people how would you describe January 6th, they said insurrection, overthrow of the government, and then the other alternatives were patriotism and something else. So you couldn't say riot. You couldn't say a protest that became a riot, right? And it left all of us just dumbfounded. You know, you either join the Proud Boys and say this is an act of patriotism, or you say it's an insurrection or a rebellion. But what CBS did is they had another question that they did not report fully, where they asked straight up, was this a protest that went too far? And a huge percentage of the public said, yes, that's how we view it. And that's what it was. There's no indication this was an insurrection. The FBI arrested hundreds, investigated thousands. They didn't charge a single person with rebellion, sedition, insurrection. Most of them are charged with relatively minor crimes like trespass, unlawful entry. And so the question is, why do you want to call it an insurrection? Yesterday, Pelosi told her members, we need to, quote, preserve the narrative, close quote. And that narrative is this was an actual rebellion, an actual insurrection. What makes this dangerous is that members are now pushing to disqualify Republican members and even Trump himself under the 14th Amendment. They're saying this was an insurrection, and therefore you're no better than Confederate rebels in the 1860s.
So it's a CBS study that they didn't want to report. They said among those, the 2,000-plus on January 6th, were asked this question, was this a protest that went too far? 80% were Republicans that said yes. 69% were Democrats that said yes. That's unbelievable. Trump voters, 84%. And I mean, if you look at, for example, the text message from Don Trump Jr., he was a keynote speaker at that ill-fated rally, which he never should have had, my opinion. And then he was texting Mark Meadows saying, Mark, get him on the Oval Office. Tell everybody to stop. So if this was part of some great conspiracy to take over the White House and keep the president in office, no one told his oldest son.
Right. Well, you know, the fact is that the FBI couldn't find any evidence of an insurrection.
That's right.
It is what it appeared to be. It was a protest that was allowed to become a riot due to a failure to prepare. Even though this was long planned, we now know that the National Guard was offered. The White House did not stand in the way of deploying the National Guard. We know that critical intelligence was not shared. These were blunders on the Hill. That doesn't mean that these rioters are not at fault. They are. They should be punished for what they did if they went into the Capitol and caused damage and did these other things. But it doesn't mean that this was a rebellion. It doesn't mean it's an insurrection. Those terms have legal meaning.
So I just thought, I want to play this, even though it's not exactly your area of expertise, I just want you to, I was struck by the tone of President Biden's speech. They said it was this great speech. It sounded like a campaign speech, and it sounds, in my view, that the Democrats are fearing that Trump's running again, and the fact that they took him off social media, they have this terrible day, he doesn't show up for the inauguration, they thought he was done. He's now back. Cut 11.
For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. They failed. And on this day of remembrance, we must make sure that such attack never, never happens again. He values power over principle because he sees his own interest as more important than his country's interest, than America's interest. And because his bruised ego matters more to him than our democracy or our Constitution, he's not just a former president. He's a defeated former president. Defeated by a margin of over 7 million of your votes.
That's a kind of interesting speech to make at the Capitol.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. One of the great disappointments I have with the Biden administration was that this is a different Biden than I saw in the Senate. I actually really liked Senator Biden. Look, he was sort of inauthentic as a politician. He tended to go with the polls. But he also actually had – he was someone that if you cut a deal with him, if he made a promise, he'd carry it out. He was someone that crossed the over to the other side, worked out compromises. That's not what we're seeing in the White House today. I mean, this is a different Biden. I was hoping against the recent experience that he would come out and say – look, we all must condemn what happened on January 6th. We all should make sure it doesn't happen again. We all should find out exactly what occurred to make sure that it doesn't happen again. But now maybe we need to come together, right, to do what he said he was going to do, to say, let's actually see if we can move beyond this age of rage and be one country again. Those are the words of a president, you know, not a backroom politician. And that's not what we heard.
It's not what we're having, but I think maybe we'll look back and think the Georgia election might have been the worst thing that ever happened to the administration. We'll see when they thought it was the best. Jonathan Turley, always great to talk to you. I look forward to talking to you after the verdict.
Thanks very much.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll be back with your calls. I know you have a lot to say. We're closing out a big week. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use. And I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget, did I take that pill or not? Because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-608-9432. That's 800-608-9432. 800-608-9432. Call now.
Paid for by Hero Health Incorporated.
As we start this new year, there's a lot of uncertainty. But instead of starting this year wringing our hands, let's make a commitment to start this year with a new dedication to our own personal prayer life. I'm O.S. Hawkins, and I wrote the book, The Prayer Code, because I truly believe prayer changes things. But mainly, prayer changes us. Look for The Prayer Code everywhere books are sold.
Sponsored by Thomas Nelson Publishing, a division of HarperCollins.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The Fox Weather App is changing the way you think about weather.
Welcome to a whole new world
that will blow your mind.
With a dedicated team of meteorologists
streaming 24/7 using game-changing technology,
we're tracking every storm.
And you can follow along with our mobile 3D radar tech, something you won't find anywhere else.
Taking a trip? Future View gives you a long-range look so you can travel with ease.
Weather just got a little more interesting.
Download now at foxweather.com.
Start every day with Fox and Friends at 6 a.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel.
Thank you for waking up with us.
Start your day informed with the latest news Americans care about.
We are back with your headlines.
Weather that will impact your day.
So let's take a look at the forecast, everybody.
And so much more.
Fox has it all covered.
Start your day with America's best friends, Fox and Friends.
Are we ready to go this morning?
Watch Fox and Friends every day at 6 a.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a good day.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
When you look at what happened and at the attack that happened on January 6th, I think it's different from what happened on 9/11, different from Pearl Harbor. Obviously, 3,000 Americans died in each of those events, each of those attacks. But this was a mob that was summoned by and provoked by the President of the United States in an effort to stop the counting of electoral votes, which is a constitutional process. And so I do think the attacks are very different. I think there is a grave threat, certainly, to our system, to our constitutional institutions. And I think we have to set partisanship aside and party politics aside to get to the bottom of what happened and make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Right. So Liz Cheney was trying to delicately say that the Vice President of the United States was way over her skis in saying this was September 11th or December 7th. It is not 1941. Do you understand? Not even close. And just what I said, and I'm not the first one to say this, I'm not pretending I am, but I just said, you just watch them maximize this whole thing out for political gain. Why? Because they used to maximize the pandemic, because Joe Biden was looked at somebody mature enough to handle the pandemic and listen to the science. And a year later, things are worse. More are dead. Tests aren't ordered. Therapeutics aren't used. So, I got to wait on January 6th. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to have the vice president speak, and then I'm going to have the president speak, and then I'm going to have all these lawmakers speak, and then I'm going to have the singers from Hamilton, the play, introduced by the Speaker of the House. that made absolutely no sense. It made the James Taylor appearance in France after they were victims of a terror attack seem more logical. Absolutely insane. And even Liz Cheney, who doesn't want to go out of her way to do anything nice for Republicans, despite the fact that she's running as a Republican, Liz Cheney came out and says, I don't really see the equivalence here because she's still a conservative. And that is a fact. And the vice president saying what she said, whoever loaded her prompter, absolutely ridiculous. Here's Newt Gingrich, cut 18.
Biden gave the most viciously partisan personal assault I think any American president has ever given. I can't remember any other speech that had the kind of vitriol, the kind of divisiveness, the kind of just plain nastiness that was in Biden's speech today. And these folks have mastered this hypocrisy of saying, right after I finish beating you up, punching you in the kidneys, kicking you on the ground, can I stand there and tell everybody else how much I want us to work together?
And he went on, and I can't play the whole thing, to talk about Harris's ridiculous comparison of 9/11 and December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. And he's a historian. And he also is a politician, so he gets it. It just was stupid. Just dumb. BrianKilmeade.com. Get the president and freedom fighter.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-722-4547. 800-722-4547. 800-722-4547. 800-722-4547.
Your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.